Out there, how was your weekend? I hope everybody celebrated what you need to celebrate. And for those that don't celebrate, well, you know, sometimes we do what we need to do. That's right. Well, today is Monday. This is Soapbox Monday and Talk. I'm so blessed. Oh, man, you know what? We got another good show for you. Of course, as always, you never know what we're going to talk about Soap Monday. So we're going to talk about something that guarantees this will be full of great conversation. That's right. So, you know what? Don't get that drink, get comfortable, and get ready for a great conversation. Because it's going to be hard and coffee. I got the feeling. I got the feeling, man. Woo! And I'll tell you, this movie makes the feeling even better. Yeah, it does. So, y'all, hey. Let's get ready to do some things here. Now, here on Let's Talk, we do encourage open conversation. We do. And we like for everybody to have their own opinion and get their opinion in. However, sometimes we do have to implement some rules because some people just get a little carried away with the rules sometimes. So we have to implement that. And what we're going to do is, this is how we're going to implement them. All right, don't talk over each other, okay? Because when you talk over each other, nobody is heard. And then all points of view are missed, especially if it's valuable points that you're making. Keep your keep your comments soft. Well, not soft, but keep your comments simple and to the point. You know, no 10-minute dissertations on something you could have said in 2 minutes, all right? Thank you. If you do get too crowded and get carried away, we implement a 3-minute time limit. No personal attacks. Now, we're adults. We should be able to talk to each other without worrying about attacking each other. That's simple, isn't it? Although it's simple, some people just find it hard to follow that. But anyway, that's what we're going to do. And of course, if any of these guidelines are violated, you will be tasered, slapped across the head, put on the sideline, whatever I decide to do. And you probably hear this noise right here. Yeah, that means you just got it. And you on the sideline. That's right. But other than that, hey, let's get it on, man. Let's talk. Because you know what? I'm feeling it today. Now, since we have all that out of the way, hey, let's get talking about some things. The song of the day, you know what? I don't know what I was thinking. I guess I got too busy and trying to find something for the show today. So I kind of forgot to pick out a song of the day. That's two times, right? I got to do better. I have to do better. Well, today I thought about it, and the song of the day is Listen from the soundtrack of Dreamgirls by Beyonce. Yeah, Listen. Y'all know how it is. Find it, get to it, you'll be all right. All right. Okay. And the quote of the day. Y'all know I always I try not to miss the quote of the day. And the quote of the day is this. And I want y'all to really listen to this. Give you something to think about. If children are our future, what future are we leaving our children? Something just make you go, I'm going to say it again. If children are our future, what future are we leaving our children? Okay. And the author of that great quote was me. I thought about it. And I thought that was a good one. So, with all that being said, that is it. That is it, y'all. Now, hope y'all wrote that down. Because, you know, children are our future. We made many, many songs about that. So, I'm just letting them be known. All right. Man, oh, man, I'm telling you. Now, what are we going to talk about today, y'all? I got a few things we can talk about until y'all decide y'all want to join me and give me something else to talk about. First thing we want to talk about is what's going over there in Korea, man. I'm telling you. As a veteran and who's someone who's been stationed in Korea, I kind of have a little interest in this thing. Plus, we have our soldiers over there, you know, so we know them, and, you know, they're over in the middle of this mess. Well, the United States deployed stealth fighter jets to South Korea on Sunday as part of an ongoing joint military exercise between the two countries. The F-22 Raptors were sent to the main U.S. Air Force in South Korea. Of course, we all know that there are spiking tensions between North and South. And, of course, our government, being the coy ones that they are saying they were deployed to support air drills as part of the annual Fall Eagle training exercises, of course, which are carried out in accordance with the armistice that put an end to armed hostilities in 1953 for the youngsters. Now, now, of course, our government is once again putting out a statement that says North Korea's statements about, you know, starting war or what have you is unconstructive, but it does take the threat seriously. Now, you think they do? Why wouldn't they take the threat seriously? But anyway, now, of course, you know, it's been about a week or so, North Korea just been going at it. So, on Monday, South Korea warned the North that any provocative moves will be met with a strong response in initial combat without any political considerations. In other words, there's not going to be any political help. There ain't nothing you can say political. If you bother us, we're going to bother you back. You know what I mean? That's what they said now. The South said if North Korea come and bother them, they will take provocative moves and we'd be met with a strong response. In other words, they're telling them, if you come across that border, we're going to your ass. Yeah, we're going to say it like it is. That's right. Now, for those who aren't aware, the two Koreas have been at war, still at war, since the 1950s. Now, it was never a peace treaty signed. They just ended in a truce. So, technically, you know, they still kind of at war with each other. Although they're not, doing crazy stuff. They're actually bombing each other right now. Of course, if you remember, in November 2010, North Korea shelled a South Korean island, killing four people. So, it's not like North Korea hasn't said all this and done something before. But then again, are they really prepared? You think they're really prepared to go ahead and take that next step so they can be totally annihilated? Because that's what's going to happen. Let's be honest. We're not sending jets and planes over there just for no dang on exercise. We have plenty of that already over there. Understand what I'm saying? We putting things in place just in case. Just in case. We already have our stealth, some just stealth bombers over there anyway. So why are we sending more? Because if anything, just remotely may happen, hey, we're going to handle that. We are. We're going to handle it. It's a shame that we may have to come to that, but we are. We're going to handle that thing. We're going to go ahead and there will be no more North Korea. That's right. I'm just saying. I mean, because I've been to Korea. I've seen the North. You know, if I've been down a tunnel where you got one North, one South, and one North Korean soldier facing each other, and they're standing there armed, battle ready, just in case. Just in case. Yeah. You can stay and go to an observatory site and look into North Korea. But while you're looking in, they're looking out at you. So, and there's certain things you can do. You're not to make any sudden movements or, you know, fire the bird at them or what have you. Because that can be seen as an act of war. Now, these are all the things they tell you. I don't know why I'm telling you, but these are just the things I'm telling you. And you know what? It's all good. Hey, Vern. See you out there, man. What's going on? Hope you had a good weekend. But yeah, so that's what we're talking about, you know, right now. So what y'all think about that? Y'all think North Korea really has the nuts to do anything? I really don't think they do. I think this, he's only been in command since what, February? So, you know, I think he has to kind of make himself look important right now to maintain his status. But I don't think this little guy really has the nuts to do what he said he's going to do. Because it wouldn't be beneficial to them at all. It really wouldn't. It really wouldn't. Now, let's not get it twisted, okay? Them little rock soldiers don't play. You know, they're used to going without food, living in harsh conditions, living in the mountains. So it's not something that, you know, they don't know how to do. But now, I don't think it really would be worth their while to do anything crazy. Because, man, come on now. That's like, let's see. That's like, hell, the state of Texas wanting to take on the rest of the United States. Now, of course, we know there are some idiots in Texas that think they can actually do that. Yeah, that's right. I called y'all idiots. However, those that's a little brainier, no, that would be a disaster. I don't care how bad Texas think they are. They can't beat the whole United States combined. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Hey, Goofy, I see y'all there, man. Thanks for joining us. Goofy out there in the chat room, y'all. I don't know what he's doing, but he'll be here in a minute. But anyway, so North Korea, South Korea, United States. Interesting. And the only reason, here's a problem with this thing, because North Korea and, all right, man, get your pig out on this. North Korea, you know, they're backed by China. So the question is, if they want to go ahead and launch something, do you think China would be involved in that, or will China kind of sit back and pay attention? See, that's something else that has to play into this thing. You know, North Korea out there, they throwing all these little threats up and carrying on. But what is China going to do? Many say China is, you know, working its way toward, you know, invading America and controlling America by the money. So if North Korea China jump in with North Korea, that could be really, really, really interesting. I'm just saying. But, of course, the South has said if the North do anything, they're going to whip that ass. All right? That's all I'm saying. And believe it or not, North and South Korea are not separated by much. A river that freezes over in the wintertime, you know, some streets and some tunnels. So if war break out, it would be interesting. What's up, Benny? Hope you had a great weekend, man. So that's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying. I think even though a lot of people are just shrugging it off, I think we do need to pay attention a little bit to that because, you know, everybody looking at the North and the South, but I think you have to consider what China's going to do also in this situation because China, that is an interesting thing. But anyway, That's just my take on the, on that whole situation. I don't really think the North going to do anything because they really don't have China's support on this thing yet. You know, I think China's kind of iffy on, you know, what they want to do. You know, if China was smart, what they would do is go ahead and tell them, stop that nonsense. Stop that nonsense. But then again, do you know? I know how things go. Because China has its own little issues going on right now anyway. You know, although everybody thinks China is, you know, just handling that thing, sorry, I'm reading something. China, you know, China has their own internal argument going on. So, I don't know. We'll see about that. We'll see about that. Okay, since y'all don't want to talk about China, we have China, North Korea, South Korea, and the planes we keep sending over there. Y'all got to admit now, we still have bases in South Korea, military bases. We have bases up north on the border. Now, then you have the rest of the infantry and stuff not too far away, not an hour and a half to 2 hours away. So if something was to pop off, it'll be interesting. All right, speaking of popping off, I got a good one. There's a school board in Wilhelm, North New Hampshire. I'm sorry, it's in New Hampshire. And they have voted for a ban calling dodgeball a violent game that promotes bullying. Okay. Apparently a parent complained that their child was being bullied by when they played dodgeball. And wanted the, you know, the game taken out of the school. And so I guess the New Hampshire school board in Wilhelm decided that this was a good idea because being politically correct is more important than telling the damn child to duck. I'm just saying. You know, and I agree with the one parent named Priscilla Flynn who said it's dodgeball. Dodgeball has been around for as long as I can remember. I think it's a blast. If you don't want to play, don't play it. But I don't think you should eliminate it for everyone else. And I'm agreeing with that. I really am. And I have always said on this show that I think we have become, and when I say we, I mean society, because personally, I don't see nothing wrong with dodgeball. But we've become too damn politically correct and too sensitive about damn things. You know, I mean, we're talking about dodgeball. In that case, then, take out football, take out basketball, take it all out. Because you get abused and used in basketball, football, soccer, baseball. If you do weak link, hell, they're going to go after you. What they got? Why is that bullying? Why is that bullying? Now, here's my, like I said before, if you playing dodgeball, we talking dodgeball, y'all. Dodgeball. Because the child came home and said they were being bullied. Apparently, the child didn't have the ability to duck or move fast enough. So, why not? Understand what I'm saying? But yet, because once we got all these complaints going on, all of a sudden, the school board has voted to get rid of dodgeball. But yet, we want our children to be active. What kind of a signal is that sending our children? Then what they do, they're going to go in the house and play dodgeball on TV. Dodgeball is fun. I'm not going to lie. It's fun. It is. And, you know, bullying in dodgeball? Really? Duck, you little crumb snatcher. Duck. Move. Quit playing. What the hell wrong with you? And you know what they'll do? That parent that complained, you know, they probably slew-footed, slow-joking themselves. Hell, put them and the child in a dodgeball game. I'm sure that when that child caught the ball, he was throwing it back at somebody else if he wasn't out. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, y'all. I know y'all probably think I'm wrong for this. But I'm not. I am tired of bullying. I'm tired of this whole thing about bullying. I understand if it's real bullying, things like that. But
if it's simple things like playing dodgeball and they keep getting hit with the ball, that's not, that's part of the game. Duck, you little silly rabbit, you duck. Duck. You know what I mean? And to me, this is what society has become now about anything. That's right. That's the way I feel about it. That's our society now. We scared of anything, anything that may cause a little controversy. Hell. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. Once again, I may be the only one on this train of thought, but I am. That's the way I feel about it. Why are, you know, this is dodgeball. It's a kid's game. Understand what I'm saying? It's a kid's game. Why are you saying all of a sudden somebody being bullied and dog? Like I said, duck, you silly rabbit, duck. Damn. Just crazy. But, you know, once again, I may be wrong on this. I may be wrong. I don't think I am, and I don't know too many people that are going to change my mind on this one. But I do think that school board was wrong for taking dodgeball out of school. Now let me see what Mr. Goofy got on his mind today. Hello, Mr. Goofy. What's going on with you?
Hey, Eric. Happy Easter to you, or late Easter to you. But, these schools are starting to get more sissy and more sissy. And I mean more sissy, man. I mean, right. You're eliminating games. Games are supposed to be for fun. In the end, nobody really wins because there's no championship. There's no trophy. It's a game. There's winners and there's losers. And did you hear that in, I forgot, in some town that the baseball, instead of, the winners getting the trophies, every team gets the trophy.
Yeah.
To show that, there's no losers. You know, everyone's a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is complete bullshit. You're going to eliminate the thing that builds character, and that's competitiveness. Mm-hmm. Hold on, Eric. I got somebody calling me. I think it's one of my bitches. Hold on real quick.
All right. Let me break my neck all of you. Well, happy Soapbox Monday to you. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Eric?
What's going on, Michael? How are you?
Hey, can you hear me? I got you on the call speaking. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, it's working out fine then.
Yeah, it's working out fine. You know, you and all that high tech
stuff.
What y'all
guys talking about today?
Well, right now we're talking about a school board that decided
broad.
Huh?
Nah, stupid broad wants me to loan her $20 because she forgot her purse at home, and I'm no fucking catering service. Get the fuck out of here. I told her, I was like, well, you should have told me. I don't have no money. You know, I said, I just paid rent. Shit, I'm lying out of my ass. I got like 100 and something in my wallet, but you know what I mean? It's like, fuck, for real? I mean, I'm your fuck toy. I'm not the guy who's supposed to supply you with cash just in case you're in a jam. Hello, I'm not the guy to call. Sorry. The business is only in the bedroom, and outside that bedroom, I'm sorry, you're on your own.
I tell you, but that Goofy be handling them, y'all. Now, I was telling Michael about what we was talking about the school in New Hampshire that decided they wanted to stop dodgeball because one parent complained about it, their child being bullied.
Hey, Michael, happy late Easter to you, pal. I didn't know you were on the line. Sorry, I had to deal with one of my lovelies. But
okay. Wow, you got a dozen of those types? Wow.
So, Michael, what you think about that?
It's all good, man.
Nah, you know, if I was to, if I was to be a stupid ass and, really feel sorry for these broads and, do that type of thing, I would be broke. I would be broke and on the streets. These broads would be leeches sucking my blood out. I mean, seriously, all the crap I hear, especially the ones that, that have, child support money, have food stamps, but yet, they're over here after, you know, we have sex, they have the nerve to hit me up for money for diapers. Bull fucking shit. Get the hell out of here. Serious, man. I mean, shit. I should write, I am not the idiot on my forehead, because most of these bimbos, shit, they have their nerves. But hey, like I said, it's the business is in the bed, and once it's outside, you're on your fucking own.
I don't know, Jeffrey, you sound like you a bully, man.
I'm a bully? Man, back to this dodgeball thing. Let's get back to this, because you know what? Like I was saying, it eliminates the character of competition, you know, competing, you know, giving yourself that, you know, that edge that you want to be a winner. That's what people who compete in things, they have the mentality of being a winner. But yet you play a little game at school and somebody just happens to suck. Well, that's just life. You know what I mean? If you want to be better, you're going to have to make yourself better. You're going to have to dodge the ball. That's what the name of the game is. If you want to be the little nerd sitting in the center acting like no one's going to hit you, boom, you're the first target.
My point exactly. That's the same thing I'm saying.
It's a kid's game. Next thing you know, they're going to eliminate Monopoly because, you know, somebody got a little bit too rich. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's like, come on, man. Society has been more, you know, since the early 2000s, they have gone, you know, pussy-tied, like my dad used to call it. Pussy-tied. Don't be a little pussy. You're a man.
Be a man.
You know what I mean?
Right. I agree with you, Goofy. Go ahead.
Shit, it's just, it sickens me that the kids growing up nowadays, they won't even, you know, learn values of winning and losing. They're going to have to just automatically expect the winning. You know what I mean? It's like, no, if to be a winner, it has to be earned. It's not given to you. Just like in life. It's
right,
not given
right.
to you. You have to earn that shit.
Right.
And it just pisses me off. This society, these school people, just would rather not deal with a lawsuit than just eliminate, you know, somebody's fun. What if there's one kid, you know, I'm not going to say he's going to become some dodgeball millionaire, but what if there's one kid that really puts his effort and really tries to, you know, be a dodgeball player in, you know, because there's some kids that compete, some kids that just, you know, want to be kids and, you know, just go along with it. And then there's some kids like the nerdy kid that gets hit all the time. You know,
yeah.
When I used to play, you know, little, you know, sports, you know, basketball, you know, kickball and all that other, I was always in it to win it.
There
I wasn't in it to just, you know, try to just, oh, at the end, you know, whatever, we're all winners. Yay. No, you need to have that feeling of I want to win. I want it all. Like you're at a bar looking at a chick with big ass tits. I want to fuck that tonight. You know what I mean? You got to have that feeling.
Right. Well, okay, hold on for a minute, Goofy. For those
I'm
who just
sorry,
joined
I'm
us.
I'm going bananas. Now, it just pisses me off. I'm sorry.
For,
I mean,
no, it's okay. For those just joining in, we're talking about a situation in New Hampshire where a school board outlawed dodgeball because one parent complained about their child being bullied. What y'all think about that? Hey, you want to join in the conversation, 347-838-8622. Call me and let me know what you're thinking. Because personally, I think they're crazy. I'm with Goofy, and my theory is duck, dummy, duck. You know what I mean? I see. I have another call on the line, so let me bring them in. All right, you on the air? What's going on?
You know, if fucking Goofy would show up on his own goddamn show, he wouldn't have to show up on yours to fucking whine.
Wait a minute, now. Don't call it here, best with Goofy.
Here I am.
You went on my show yesterday, Joe. I had to reschedule it because I didn't even know Easter was yesterday.
Yeah, figures. Here I am.
I'm
you know,
sorry,
I'm
Joe. I apologize to you.
Oh, now you're taking away my whole thing. Now, don't apologize. Now I got to be nice.
There you go. There you go, Goofy. Shut them down before you get started.
See, that's not fair. You're taking away everything that I am. I don't understand why people do Yeah, but I'm with you, Eric. I just got it. I don't know if Goofy was talking about the same thing with the bullying, just because
was the kid
deliberately picked on at dodgeball by having the balls thrown at him, or was he just picked on outside of that exercise?
Well, I mean, they didn't really say. It's more like, you know, they insinuated that that was the reason, because he was the one getting hit with the ball.
I play dodgeball. I love dodgeball. And you can get hit a lot. You can hit a lot of kids a lot. But to shut it down, see, this is bullshit, you know. And I'm sorry, but I have to side with Goofy. I don't know what I'm saying now. But
well, I do. I with him all the time.
Lord has risen, everybody.
You know, this is stupid. I mean, if the kid's being bullied, that's bad. That's wrong. To me, I'm against cyberbullying, but in real life bullying, that shouldn't happen. The kid should punch back. But the thing is, even if he doesn't want to punch back, and if the kids are throwing balls at him because they're ganging up on him, that's, you know, when you're a kid, that's horrible. But the thing is, you don't shut down the entire exercise because the stupid proctor doesn't know how to control the kids.
Well, hold up. I mean, what are you guys describing? I mean, I really don't want to. I mean, this is petty, man. I mean, but what are you just describing, Joe? I mean, that's not dodgeball. If a group of kids take a ball and start attacking one kid, that's not dodgeball.
That's the purpose of dodgeball, is to throw the ball at the kid in the middle, or any of the kids.
Right, I understand that. I mean, we all play dodgeball. First of all, the ball that you throw with the dodgeball is not intended to hit your body, but do not cause physically harm to your body, whereas though you're going to be bruised. It's usually a dodgeball ball. They make specific balls for
right,
that.
They didn't say the ball was different.
But can I speak? Because I love dodgeball.
I used to pick
the most, you know, the least picked characters, because I knew that my ways, I could get into their brain and teach them to be better characters. And let me tell you something. I would tell them, take out the weak ones first and let me deal with the better ones. And I would always tell them to aim at the legs, near the knees. And I'm telling you, the game is there to win. It's not there to, it's a game. It's a kid's game. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not talking about dodgeball now. I mean, that's a stupid, irrelevant point. But just look at this in your psychological mind. You're saying
Man,
you want to pick up the better
Mike,
ones, the better
get,
ones.
Mike,
no
Mike,
one is
get,
actually better.
Mike, before
I mean,
you get into
I mean,
all this psychological stuff,
man,
go on.
I'm going to explain what I meant so Michael could understand. Look, there are some kids that are good at things, and then there's some kids that are not good at things. The weak ones are considered the not good things, okay? Now, the ones that I said that are better, the ones that at least, you know, have decency and know how to play, those are the ones that I would take out because I was an advanced player and I knew how to play that game. I used to get my knees all scraped up on the concrete just for that stupid game. So don't tell me that that's a game that I played as a war. And I'm telling you, these parents nowadays, they need to have some, let their kids have fun out there, man.
Let's not talk about dodgeball now. Let's talk about adults and everybody in the world. Let's just forget about dodgeball. You're right about everybody's right about the dodgeball. It's crazy. But let's just talk about this. Just because someone is better in sports doesn't mean that person is going to be an overall better person than the other person. And that's the problem that we have, not in this society, but in this world. Some people at school, if you may have a football player job, may
be so good in sports, but he sucked as his attitude sucks. But that guy who may be a bookworm, who may not be good in sports, and may that guy showed up, who's more popular, the bookworm or the jock? So what I'm saying is just because someone is better than you in any type of facet of life doesn't mean that you should look and demean yourself or look at them and saying they're overall a better person than me. They're better in a certain field, but there's no way that nobody is totally better than you.
How did that come about out of elementary school?
Right. I had the same mentality that I do right now, because this world is all about competition. The better one gets in. The other one, try harder, and then you'll get in.
People don't see it that way.
Everyone wants to say, give it to me. They want it, just give it to me. No, it ain't giving. Go up there and get it yourself.
Okay.
Come on, Michael.
Right. No, I have no problem with that. I'm saying, listen to what I'm saying. I have no problem with someone being better in sports. There's no problem. But when you take that sports person, and just because they're better in sports and they may have money, well, you think they're better than another person when it comes to court. They may give a sports star a leg room more than a regular person. That has nothing to do with it. Just because an actor is better than another person just because they act, look at our society, how they do biases. It's not right. That's what I'm saying. We take that facet and we make a person better than another person, and no star, no matter how much nobody, is better than nobody. Look at the bias and look at the contradictions that we can see when a superstar with money gets in trouble, and if me and you would get in trouble, they would slam us, and we can commit a crime. That's what I'm talking about better. I'm not talking about dodgeball now. Forget the children. Let's talk about us.
All right. So you're right. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. You got to understand. I don't want to talk about their status.
I'm listening.
Look, Michael, look at it. They work their way to get to their status. And I agree with you. There's some actors that get DUIs and shit. They only get a slap on the wrist. Now, if I was to get a DUI, I would have to pay a good $12,000 fine. And then I would probably lose my license for a whole year. And then who else? I have to do community service, maybe a full year of community service.
Yeah, but you're not as good looking as Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, but see,
who happens to be my babe, but I know she's a nut job, but she's the most.
Yeah, she's a nut job. And yeah, she gets all these chances, and I'm like, come on.
I know, she's wearing me down too.
Why don't you realize and recognize?
She can make films. She can come back. She can be late for court dates. She can get another DUI. She still gets off. I mean, I'm sick of it too. I love looking at her, but I'm sick of how she can get away with all that crap.
But here's my thing. What's up, Rob? I see you out there. Okay, I don't know. We didn't kind of got off, but
I'm out of blunt.
See, Michael, here's the point I'm saying, Michael. You know, I understand all that what you're saying. However, just because this one child wasn't fast enough or quick enough to duck or get the hell out the way, now a whole school is going to go out with some kind of physical activity for the kids, which happens to be dodgeball. So, using your example that you just used, that means throughout life, this child's going to think only thing they have to do complain and everything's going to be made just for them to go instead of letting them go out there, suffer, learn how to move and duck and dodge, and develop some kind of skills so they can handle themselves out there in the world. That's my point.
Thank you. And I wish I could. I had the claps on my side so I could give it to you, because you need a cheer for that one. And I'm going to tell you something.
Well,
this world was worked on competition. It was all built on competition. Why do you think we're all competing? China has all this. And listen.
I have no problem. I mean, I understand what you guys are saying. I'm not going to debate.
You know what? This is an argument where everybody is right.
Yeah,
okay.
Everybody's right, but I want to say one more thing, right? You're right, Goofy, but let's look at now, and let's look at your philosophy, even this country, your
competition philosophy, let's look at how the world in this country is now. What did that all lead us up to our current condition? Now, I'm going to be quiet. I'll listen to you guys.
Yeah, when are you going to be stay quiet? Okay. The competition factor occurs throughout all of the world. This is how we get our standard of living. This is how we get increases in technology, because of people competing. There isn't anything wrong with competition. There is something wrong with humiliation and beating kids or beating people. But you can't extrapolate just because there's competition automatically that other people are going to kill or maim or humiliate each other. That's what competition is all about. It does make the weak, it can make the weak stronger or can make the weak weaker. The weak should not be preyed upon. I think that's something we can all agree upon. But if you are weak, like Eric was talking about, you can't just skate through life. You've got to rise up to the standard of the bar.
Okay. Well, when you mean weak, you mean weak. I know you're not talking about physically, right? Or you're talking about how
any
weak
kind
you
of
shot,
weakness.
No self-esteem, or what? What do you mean by weak?
Any kind of weakness. If you can't make it, you can't say, well, you can't be a
Well, bitch. I mean, hold on. If a guy is physically strong and he can whip guys' ass, he's weak if he beats a woman and goes to jail for 25 years. That's not a strong man. He was weak mentally. So I'm asking you, what do you mean by weak?
And I said anything.
Okay. So, right, that's what I'm saying. But, you guys equating to the best way to teach children how to grow up in this world is teaching them dodgeball. I have a problem with that. I mean, I laugh at that type of concept.
Wait a minute. Now, you're
extrapolating.
It's dodgeball. That's kind of funny. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we said. We said we have to teach kids how to grow up by bombing them with dodgeball.
Yeah. First, you have to start at dodgeball. Yeah, come on, man. We're talking about a kid who's crying because he couldn't be a good kid in school. Let's get back to that.
And this is dodgeball. It's not the same as if you're playing baseball and the pitch is trying to throw beaners at your fucking head. Or if you're a line, or if you're a fucking fullback, your offensive line just lets you get creamed.
Hey.
This is dodgeball, where the person's supposed to be zonked.
There's a lot of competition in the hood over these blocks, and that's why a lot of these guys are killing each other. Yeah, there's a lot of competition in many different facets. Even if me and you think it's stupid as fuck, but it's competition.
No, there's competition on drug dealers and everything. That's what builds character in somebody. Regardless of what competition it is, you're still out there trying to win.
So what would you
have
besides competition, Mike?
Michael, believe it or not, you're in competition right now. Say what you want to say. Get your point over. Are you in the competition for that? We're talking about a freaking game, man. We're talking about a childhood game, Mike.
With everybody once you get on the line, Mike.
That's right. So hold on, let me bring Vernon in. Get Vernon.
Hey, gentlemen, I'm gonna go to the liquor store because I ran out of blunts because Michael's stressing me the fuck out. So I'm gonna be on mute.
All right,
Goofy, I love you
too, man. All right, go ahead, Vernon, you there?
Yeah, what's going on, fella?
Hey, there's no competition. Hey, Vernon, no competition allowed today, okay?
I'm driving, so I don't know if I got a lot of noise. Y'all let me know if I got a lot of noise, man.
Oh, okay.
Michael crazy as hell, man.
He is.
Hey,
where
am I?
Is
he still here?
Yeah, he's probably here.
No, he just dropped. He just hung up.
He dropped. Man, that guy is crazy as hell. I tell you what, when I was a kid, you didn't feel like you could take the heat of the game, dodgeball, you better stay on the sideline. You better not come out there.
Right.
So. That's what I was.
I got disconnected. What you said?
I say you crazy as hell, man.
Mike, what's up with you? How you been, man? What's going on, Mike?
Hey, man, hey, I was telling the guys, man, when I was a kid and we played dodgeball, if you felt like you couldn't take the heat, you probably better stay on the sideline, man. That was just the name of the game. If you come out there and you ended up being the monkey in the middle, buddy, you was in trouble.
Yeah.
Hey, you was in trouble.
And I was, you know what? Another thing, too, Mike, with regards to dodgeball, if you're the weak one, you get knocked out early.
Yeah. And what are the two things you can do then? Learn how to duck and dodge or continue to get hit until you figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, right.
My point is, even though, you know, your child may be weak, why does a whole school board has to cancel the game of dodgeball for every other student because of this one child parent is so sensitive that they're saying their child being bullied? That's my point. This society has become too freaking serious. I mean, too sensitive. We sensitive about every damn thing, and this is what we have become as a society. That's right. You know, because it's pitiful. We talking about a school game that has been going on forever. Forever. This is just a game. It's a game. So if your if you're that concerned about your child getting hit with that little rubber ball, then maybe you need to get out of the backyard and front yard with him and teach him how to move the hell out the way from getting hit.
Now, he better tell him don't play dodgeball.
Can you ask the question? Can we examine your question and answer it? I mean, do you want that? Because it's a clear reason why.
A clear reason why what?
Why Michael's got flashbacks to dodgeball days.
Huh?
This is Michael's flashback to dodgeball days when everybody was bombing the shit out of him with the fucking dodgeball.
No, I was always among the last ones. I was always among the last ones. But you have to remember when the crowd is going. I mean, some people, listen, I'm just saying, some parents may have looked at that and said that's violence because in dodgeball, when the crowd is real deep, when people are running, sometimes people push over from the ball. You actually throw a projectile at somebody's body, not saying that they're supposed to catch the body, but you're actually throwing it to hit. I'm just saying some parents may have a psychological problem
with
that.
Well, then it's their problem, isn't it?
Hold on. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's a community thing, guys. That's why the school board.
Look, Michael, you're always contradicting yourself. If it's the parents' problem, then it's not the community problem. It's the parents' problem.
It's the parents' problem. Now, they make
that's what the parents and the kids listen. If the PTA says stop the dodgeball plan, I bet you the school is going to do it if the parents come together. That's
what is that going to accomplish?
What is that going to accomplish?
What is that going to accomplish? They stop the dodgeball game. That's what is that going to accomplish? You think the kid
that's
is going to be
is
going to become popular now in school when they find out that the dodgeball got canceled because of the pussy?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about why
does
the parents
kid like
don't
you
want
believe.
It to happen. You gave the reason.
I'll tell you right now, if I found out that kid had my dodgeball, I would beat the living crap out of that kid until he's out of high school.
Seriously, man.
That kid's in trouble now. You think anybody in any high school in America, if their parents intervened and stopped a popular activity, you think that kid's going to become number one on the all-time popular list? They're going to smack this kid around. They're going to, Jesus.
And gonna get all his lunch money took. That's all. Yeah, he's going to get all his lunch money took.
Well, I
guarantee you.
He's going to be playing dodgeball every goddamn day in the hallway.
The school board is going to handle that. The school board is going to handle something like that because anybody having a concern like that, whether me and you disagree about it, they're going to have to talk about it.
What is this?
I think of a Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is, why? I don't care if the school board talk about, why are we letting a schoolyard game? A schoolyard game. Understand what I'm saying? Where the object is to hit you with the freaking ball.
So what if your daughter's playing dodgeball and the boy threw the ball so hard and popped something and broke her nose? I mean, he just threw the dodgeball.
You're
and
not supposed to be playing with
face.
Balls that are supposed to be like.
Well, you're
that.
Supposed to be playing with a rubber ball, Michael.
I understand
one.
That,
not
but I already
ball.
Made that clear. When I'm saying
and they're playing school, and
that's
at school,
all,
I'm
yeah.
sure they're playing with a rubber ball. Now, my point is, if that happens while she's playing dodgeball, where are we going to get her nose fixed? Period. Then I say, baby, you
okay.
got to learn how to duck dodge.
You might not need to play dodgeball.
Or just tell her, don't play.
I got another question for you guys. So you guys played dodgeball. Some of you played on the concrete. Where the hell were you guys playing?
What?
Man, we played in the concrete, the basketball court area. That's where
yeah,
we
the
would
basketball
play
court.
At.
Even that's not. I wouldn't even want to play on that. But I always played
on.
You know what?
I used
dirt.
To dive, and I'm talking about dive on the damn concrete because I was so competitive at that game. And
oh,
I was,
yeah,
I was
yeah,
eight,
I remember you saying
9 years old.
But
with
concrete,
a mentality like
why?
That, man. I mean, come on.
Concrete,
how people
I mean,
can
that,
be.
That,
just
I think that's worse than being hit by the goddamn ball because kids will dive. They will break their fingers and their nose diving on the concrete. I don't.
Teach yourself. I don't break shit.
But
it, okay.
Here's my thing. It's that same type of train of thought that Michael is exhibiting now is the issue we having with our country. Because everything has to come down to it's violent, and we can do this because later on this is going to happen like this. That's bullshit. See, we talking about dodgeball, something, but the school board decided they were too weak and simple-minded to say, okay, well, just keep your child from playing or teach them how to duck and dodge, but we're not taking this out of our school system.
He has the same opportunity to knock the shit out of everybody else inside that circle as everybody else does.
Eric,
hey.
Kids can't even play cops and robbers at school no more, man.
Well, now they're playing with real guns. Shit.
No, I mean, a kid made a deal blown out of a cop car
and
he got kicked out.
But listen, the psychologist is saying that activity about somebody throwing a projectile and actually hitting someone is stemming that type of violence. They already said when kids, you say what the hell, but some parents may say that dodgeball is your
wait a minute,
well,
Michael.
Obviously,
you're
some parents did
say it. Age shit on this, man, because when I played dodgeball, I always shook everybody's hand at the end of the game. I didn't think of beating the living crap out of somebody. I mean, come on, it's a game.
They aim at your nuts. They aim at all. They aim at every play. And you know what? When you're the last one in the circle, you feel kind of good about being the last one, especially if you're doing it consistently. That means you're really good at that goddamn game.
So that means if you're standing up by yourself, what you going to tell them? Don't throw it at me because I'm the only
right.
one left? Hell no. It's part of the game.
That's right.
It only takes one hit. Jesus fucking Jesus. How weak is this kid? One hit, you're out.
We had girls playing football with us, Joe.
Thank
Jesus.
You.
Well, see, Mike.
Yeah. Tackle, man. They get scuffed up and
oh, when did they tackle
you? Doing. Huh?
Did they tackle the guys?
Yeah, they were playing tackle
just like everybody else.
Eric,
I like to pile up on those chicks.
Huh?
What school district is this? Because I'm gonna call this school district.
This was in New Hampshire.
Call the school district. Yeah.
Yeah, it's in New Hampshire. They didn't say which one. I guess it's a small town, so it's not Windham, New Hampshire.
No, I think we should call them and say we're on the side of the parents because we're glad that they're raising pussies.
Yeah.
I'm with the Pussy Association of America, and I want to thank your school for turning children into little pussies.
This was a man, because it says parents say this kid being bullied during dodgeball. School board members in Wyndham, New Hampshire.
He shouldn't have been bullied his life, and he doesn't want his kids to go to
school. Listen, calling dodgeball a violent game that promotes bullying. What kind of crap is that?
Punch up.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you those are the ugliest fucking geeky parents that ever lived. They were fucking geeks in school. They grew up to marry geeks. They gave birth to a deformed geek.
Their job is to hit you with a projectile like a rock. They can't touch the ball.
You're about 12 feet away. You're playing with kids, so they don't exactly have the strength of Hercules. You're getting hit with a rubber ball. People love it. And then you got one goddamn geek in all of America, and Mike's got his fucking panties all fucking twisted up in a knot.
Gentlemen.
Wow.
This is getting insane.
I know. You know what? We got to stop playing verbal dodgeball with Michael, because he's going to tell the New Hampshire school board.
I'm going to call that school board. I'm pissed off right now.
The school board has to capitulate in today's PC times. But think about the parents. They actually go to the school to protect a probably fat or really short or really skinny kid, and all he's got to do is get hit once he's out of the game.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. One parent said, it's dodgeball. Dodgeball has been around as long as I can remember. I think it's a blast. If you don't want to play it, don't play it. But I don't think you should eliminate it for everyone else. And that's the point I'm trying to make. I agree with that parent. You know, this bull is crap.
These are kids that are playing this game. And later on, they evolve into other games that they play. But I mean, come on, you're taking away their childhood right here. Some parent is afraid that their kid is being picked on just a little bit more than someone else's kid. Come on, man.
Even if they are being picked on, you only get hit once. You don't say, put the geek in the middle and bomb him with five shots before he gets out. You hit him once, the fat little bastard or the skinny little bastard or the short little bastard or the four-eyed little bastard, he gets out. It's as simple as that.
So hold on. Nobody's thought about this one. What if the guys on the other team are holding that kid down and letting the other team just go at him? I mean, seriously.
Well, if they're doing that, then those kids should be punished.
Yeah. Come on now. Let's really be serious about that. How is this really goofy? Really?
Well, come on, man. I'm trying to make this interesting, man. I want to call the school district. I want to call that school district. I want to give them a piece of my dodgeball in mine. Oh, man, I used to love dodgeball.
Well, dodgeball was great. You could hit anybody you wanted. You could dodge. It was great. It was a great game.
Dang. Dodgeball.
I mean, it was all out there. Even the little girls I used to like.
All right. Go ahead, Nick.
You know what? Maybe they were playing with rocks.
You can't give him a zero for not participating in the gym. You can't give him a zero for not participating in the gym. That's all. If you're not going to give him a zero for not participating in it, it's a done deal.
Why?
Why would you want him to force to play a game like that? You just said if he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't want to do it. Why would anyone force someone to do that? If your child said, I don't want to be forced to play a game where the ball might hit me, why would any parent try to convince that other child otherwise? I think you're crazy if you try to convince that other child.
Let me tell you something. What a little nerd
That's like forcing your child to play football. Nobody said make them play.
Look it. Do what the nerds used to do. They used to come in with a parent's excuse and say, hey, my son doesn't want to play this game. And then they would sit down and watch everyone else play. That's as simple as shit.
Okay.
Or he just puts himself right there in the middle, and then he gets hit with a couple of balls. He gets knocked out early.
You're still trying to force it upon the young man. See, you're still trying to force it upon the young man, Joe. What I'm saying, you can't do that, Joe. What I'm saying,
what?
Don't give the – you can't force the boy to play dodgeball.
Well,
the
kid,
if the kid's not a good player, are you going to take away the game for the rest of everyone?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like y'all said, the ones that want to play, want to play. But if he doesn't want to play, you can't give him a zero for not participating in the
PD. Well, then
talking
the parents
about
should say
that
the kid
is not
going to
play. They're afraid of this kid being picked on just a little.
Yeah, just a little.
Okay. Okay. So what if you're in the class with all football players and your kid's scrawny and little? You want him to still play dodgeball? He's crazy, man. You can't force that boy, nobody, to do that.
Nobody's. All right. Let's say the parent intervenes and he says, "I don't want my kid to play ball." And they say, "All right, we're not going to let him play dodgeball." So he sits over on the bench about two or three times. Then they find him hanging in his locker because he's the geek of the year. He can't take dodgeball.
Oh my God! You think the boy is going to sit his wrist? Dodgeball is not going to. We all know as adults, dodgeball is not going to make or break us. What we're going to do as adults?
Well, apparently it's making or breaking the teacher. I mean, not the teacher, but the parents. The parents.
No,
went
I'm
to the
talking
school.
About as a human being, man. That's not going to make them be better as a human being when they grow up. Dodgeball, come on, y'all. Do football make people sports?
All right,
then why
are you complaining, Mike? If it's not a make it or break it deal, what is it that bothers you about?
No, you said that they should make. You said I said as long as they don't grade them. If you make the kid to do it, you shouldn't be able to do it. That's what the parents are saying.
Okay, then if the parent doesn't want
the
kid to participate,
y'all guys end up objecting to it, and I'm saying, listen, let the parents say if my child don't want to participate in it, don't let him go. You know, support them, a sport like that. That's
all right, then that's what they should do instead of shutting down the whole game.
Climbing rope is different.
So when do they start forcing people to play basketball?
Climbing rope is different, gentlemen.
Hello, am I back?
Yeah, you're back, Griffin. You're good, but you're back.
Sorry, my head blew up. I had to go back again.
Who's got the background noise?
Okay, I think that's burning.
Bernie?
No. Must be Michael. Anyway, what I was
about
to say.
I think Michael going to class or something.
Yeah, he
had to call. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
what's up?
Michael, you know, your point is, see, you keep talking about, well, my child. We ain't worried about that. What we're saying is that one parent and child caused the whole school district not to be able to play dodgeball because their child was so-called being bullied.
And
that's
I'm
not right,
that
Michael.
That's like a parent going complaining.
Look, that's like a parent going to complain to the district because his child is on the football team and slow as molasses and keep getting knocked over every time he try and block somebody. Now they want the whole football, all the football in the district to what? To be eliminated. What kind of sense does that make?
Eric, you're saying, wait a minute, all you're right. saying that the whole district had to shut down dodgeball,
yeah,
not just
crazy.
The school?
Yeah, that's crazy. No. See, that's not balance. You don't have that. It's a way to compromise that.
The whole district had to shut down dodgeball?
Yes.
Eric.
Yes.
The whole district. So that means about three or four schools had to shut their dodgeball shit down?
Yes.
Oh,
because they view dodgeball as a violent thing that promotes bullying. That's
my
argument.
It was bad enough when it was one school that had to shut it down, but Jesus Christ. See what you're doing, Michael?
All because a little Johnny got hit too hard.
Yeah. you know,
he comes home with a swollen cheek as he gets hit on the face with a fucking dodgeball and all.
Mommy!
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me bring Lowe in.
Oh, I know what Lowe's going to say.
Okay, Mr. Lowe, you on the air, man. What's going on?
What's up, fellas? Well, how's everybody doing?
Hey, Lowe.
What's going on, cuz?
Man. Man.
Go ahead.
I've been sitting here listening. Only thing I know is if you guys were talking about one of the parents said that basket weaving was dangerous because one of the kids didn't need to get a needle in them, Michael would jump on that wagon too. So, hey, it don't matter. Yeah. You know, let him go ahead on. Man, let me tell you something. It's a game. If you don't want to play, go ahead and have your mama to send a note or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And no, that's not going to scar this child for the rest of his life. It's not bullying. I don't care how you put it. And when you talk about a projectile, let's talk about guns and knives and shit being thrown at you. We ain't talking about no sponge ball or rubber ball or whatever. That's nothing. You know, I tell you what, best example I can give you, me and my first cousin was outside playing in the yard. He picked up a piece of asphalt and tried to throw it over my head, and he fucked around and it slipped out his hand and punched me in the middle of my goddamn head when we was probably 7-8 years old. If our wolf parents would have said, y'all play too rough, man, we probably been two of the hardest bitching his motherfuckers in the world right now.
Hey,
boy.
Hey, yo. What the fuck? I fucked you up that day to the man.
Pretty good, man. Hey, you know. We had our little bandanas. We was a Rock and Roll Express playing. You know, we had our bandanas.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, hold on. Eric forgot to tell us something.
What?
About the story.
What I forgot to tell you?
They banned dodgeball and other human target sports.
I'm going to have to read
this article.
I'm going to call this district, man. I'm really going to call this district.
But isn't that the same thing?
You should have never told me about this, Eric.
Because of dodgeball.
I tell you what you do. You let those people in that district get in an uproar about it. You don't worry about it because if it's not in your little district or whatever, it's not going to matter. If those parents are not going to send an uproar about it, you don't worry about it because you can't
say
anybody else right now.
This is how it starts. Somebody hears about this, and then they go through it. And then it happens in their school district.
When it gets to California, that's when you raise up. Till it gets to California,
nah,
you don't worry about
that.
It.
I'm going
to
call these motherfuckers.
When those parents get to that school board meeting and they stand up and say, hey, you're not going to make my son a candy ass because of this candy ass. Then you got a leg to stand on. Yeah.
Hey, Lo. Do you remember when we played dodgeball? We didn't play with no little soft ball, man. We played with a soccer ball.
We played dodgeball. You know, if you want the boy to grow up and wear skinny jeans, that's fine with me. You know, hey, that's what's up. I don't agree with it. Hey. Let this kid grow up and be a kid, man. They're going to get skin up. They're going to get their knees skinned. They're going to get all of that. That's a part of life. I mean, Michael Jordan, everybody know. Michael Jordan didn't make, I think it was a ninth grade team. And look at who he became. So it doesn't have to just specifically be about competition. I mean, this can just be something inside of this kid to say, hey, you know what? I want to do this for myself. Screw everybody else. Just to prove something to myself. So as far as I'm going to call my dad, fuck your daddy, bitch.
Man. If you don't want your kid doing something, just tell them don't do it, you know.
And if they don't want to do it,
I mean, just tell them, hey, well, next time they playing dodgeball, you just get out the way. Don't even get over there in the way.
How did the parent find out about this? They came home and the kid must have said something about it. What happened? How did the parent find out about this in the first place?
Well, the kid came home because his glasses were probably broken where he put the fucking paper.
I don't want the hypotheticals. What might have happened? What probably happened?
What happened? I mean, it got to be out there. What happened?
No, I don't know.
Did the kid come home?
I don't know.
You know what it says in the article I just finished taking a look at? It says that the decision by the school board, 4-1, to shut it down. And Eric was talking about other human target activities. They voted to shut down 9. How did you know what other human target activities? That could be baseball. You know, pitchers like to throw beaners at you, you know.
Right.
But see, something.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mo.
Something that strikes me as odd is in this country, you will raise children up to think that everything is not, we're going to cut that out because I don't want my child in a violent sport. I don't want my child doing this and that, or whatever the case may be. When in reality, when they get grown, that's all they're going to know because that's all they're going to see.
Yeah, that's what Eric was saying. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, best example I can give, all this shit that Hillary Clinton and the rest of those bastards talked about Libya, you don't hear anything about Libya since Gaddafi did. More especially, you don't hear anything about all those black Libyans being killed every day.
Uh-oh.
I'm just calling it how it is.
Uh-oh.
I'm just calling it how it is. You don't hear about this.
Now
you
sound, like Michael. You go from fucking dodgeball to black Libyans.
I'm calling it for what it is. It's violent.
You know,
we're talking violent.
What's going to start happening? You know what's going to start happening? Skinny kids are going to complain because the fat kids are eating all the food. Then what?
I'm talking violent.
You know, this is ridiculous, man.
This is not.
This is ridiculous.
This is just, I'm telling you, this is happening. See, this couldn't happen unless it was actually designed to fucking implode upon America. This is
bullshit. Look at the vote, 4-1. Not even a fight.
I know, 4-1. You talk about politically correct taking over America.
Well, nine times out of ten.
You know what they call a man who grows up with that kind of attitude where he can't get hit in dodgeball and he grows up feeling, you know, that he can't get hit? They call him a fucking woman.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a Republican. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. We talk about Republicans like that.
That too.
Shit.
Or Democrats.
Is Michael still here?
No, Michael's all, man. You know Michael's all rock and
run. Yeah, class or something. He's all rock and run. He damn sure will.
You know Michael throw rock and run.
Sound like a lot of people didn't want Little Johnny to get hurt then. 4-1.
It did.
They worried about their little political careers and
that too.
That's what it was.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about Johnny.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Yeah, fuck Johnny.
I'm sure
Johnny don't matter.
A parent that said, why do my child have to suffer for this child here? But you know, probably somebody say, well, you know, you got elections coming up in a couple of in a year or so. You know, this could affect you.
And that's true. And at the same time, you look at that school board, you could probably have 2 or 3 of those people that went through the same thing as far as the one that was always hit first. And they reflected on their own life.
Yeah, you got a point.
Does anybody remember if you got hit first because you weren't paying attention?
Yeah.
Does anyone remember that one?
Yeah.
Seriously, the game is about paying attention. Seeing who's going to throw the ball towards you or at someone else. And then your next thing is get the ball and hit somebody else. That's the only thing you should be thinking about. I'm the one that no one likes, so I'm going to stand right here and just get hit. And then he's crying on the sidelines, I want to get in. There's ways of getting back in the game. Does anyone forget about that?
Wow.
I just keep asking, how did the parent find out? I mean, he came home and said, look at what happened to me at school, or maybe his glasses are broken or what. I'm just curious to know how the parent found out. I mean,
so what? So is somebody going to get beat up? Are they going to ban fighting in school? I mean, come on. This is fucking bullshit.
We didn't never let the pussy play too much. No way, man.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Well,
you know, we...
They were always
the
last one to call it.
You know, we had to toughen you up a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We had to tell you. I remember you was about 10. We had to toughen you up a little bit.
Yeah, of course. And that's what's supposed to happen. Your older cousins are supposed to toughen. That's what's supposed to happen. It's like a rite of passage, man. Nowadays, if you think in any other civilization, a young man has to go out and do something magnificent to be called a man, you know.
Yeah.
He got to go kill a bow, you know. I even saw on I think it was Taboo, where they had to get this paste put on them, and these goddamn ants had to crawl all over them, and these ants was like biting the fuck out of big-ass ants. In another situation, they had to get these tribal tattoos. And if you didn't get these tattoos or these ants didn't bite you or whatever the case, you were shamed because you were not a man. There was a rite of passage to that.
Oh, okay.
This is nothing more than something on a smaller level when you're going from being, 7, 8, 10 years old to when you get to be 12, 13. And now, you know, everybody about to play football or baseball, whatever the case. You know what you got already. I don't want him. Hell, he can't even, he wouldn't even play dodgeball with us.
Wow.
There's no rites of passage in this country. None whatsoever.
Like I said, it ruins morals. It ruins character.
Absolutely. When you turn 18 years old, you're considered to be a man without being tried in any sort of way.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Right or wrong.
Everywhere you go, it's like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Only in America.
If you put effort in trying to accomplish whatever that you're trying at, you are a man for putting that effort of trying, not sitting there waiting for it to be given to you. I mean,
this world
has gone lazy once again. Do I need to put it on your guys' heads? This world is lazy.
Well, not the world,
it was always lazy, not the world.
Yeah.
It was always passing us by.
Yeah.
It was always lazy for some people. For some people, it was always lazy. But for the go-getters that's on our level, we only had one way to go, and that's go get it. You know, now the go-getters want to sit back and have it given to them.
Things different now, though, Lo.
Let me change it a little bit. Speaking of giving stuff away and want stuff given to you, President Obama signed a order that starts on April the 15th that every American for 3 weeks, I think it's 3 weeks, will have a perfect credit score of 850, and they say this will stimulate the economy. Even though, Boehner agreed that this was a good move to stimulate the economy. What you think about that? For 3 weeks.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're saying that day they're going to change everyone's credit score to perfect.
Yeah.
He's in the fuck up.
Yeah.
He's fucking up.
They're going to fuck up a lot of people right there. They're going to fuck up some business.
Yeah. Are you serious?
You know how much of a fucking bailout the banks will need just for everybody in America charging credit card?
Check this out. Here's the catch to that. The government is guaranteeing all loans that are taken out during this period of time.
It's still going to be harmful for America. I agree,
because what happens after that 3 weeks up and... these people
Wait a minute. We can charge everything for 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Man,
God.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, I thought it was just one day. Yeah. Oh. 3 weeks. No, that will bankrupt America. You know how many fucking people will fucking shit on their credit card and charge $50,000?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
man,
I'll be
first
one
of them.
I don't need my boat that I want to buy.
Them 3 weeks up, people will be in worse shape than what they were before.
Well, not only that,
nothing.
If the government's guaranteeing it, what's going to happen is that your taxes are going to rise. It's not a free. The government, you see, people don't, there's no such thing as free from the government. Anything you get free, a free grant, student loans, it's not free. It always has to be charged back to the American citizen in the form of taxes, or there's two ways the government does it. Or it issues bonds, and then the Chinese buy it up, or the Japanese buy it up, and then they have influence over the government, and they start buying up property as a result. So it's no such thing as a free lunch.
Right.
So you can charge $50,000 on your credit card, but your kids are going to pay 55-60% in taxes.
You said ban was for?
Wow.
Eric?
Huh?
You said Boehner was for it?
Yeah. Even Boehner said, okay, yeah.
All right. Well,
I tell you what, he's voted in?
If you can find out, if there was a way to find out, because I remember a while back, I think I mentioned it, there was a bill that they was trying to get on the floor and vote in that minimum wage would be raised.
Wait a minute, everybody. Stop what you're doing. Hey, this guy fucking fooled us. It's April Fool's Day.
Huh?
Oh, that's
oh
what it is.
Yeah. Oh. Eric, you got caught, dude.
I guess I did. You think so?
I'm going to look it up. Yeah, I can look it up on the
look
internet.
At the bottom. Look at the bottom of what he sent us.
I put the link
Eric,
in the
you
thing.
Just me off.
Oh,
over.
I don't.
I was about to buy a boat right now, Eric.
Eric, you got me good. You got me good.
Oh, really? I'm going to buy me a boat.
You got me good. 3 weeks.
That was
no one Obama. I believed it.
I know. Some of y'all was planning, wasn't you? You was planning, wasn't you? I'm going to get that car right now.
I wasn't playing. You got me.
Yeah, you got. Hey, I'm not even gonna cuss on this. You messed me up with that.
Mm-hmm.
That was.
You know what? If Goofy hadn't said anything, you would have had me for another half hour.
God. Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to stop here, buddy, because I know Eric was having a great old time, man. I was shit. I was over here thinking, okay, I'm gonna buy me a boat, then I'm gonna get me another car, and then I might finance my house, but I don't know.
For one day I can believe it. But for 3 weeks, Jesus, I'm saying, oh my God.
Wow.
Shit.
Wow.
Eric, you got Eric? I owe you, buddy.
Look, okay. I gotta get myself a kid right now.
I'm not going to wait for next April Fool's either. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me bring Ebony in.
Oh, she missed out on this.
Hello,
oh.
Ebony.
Or maybe she did.
No, don't get nervous, Joe.
Hold on.
Right?
Ebony, did you hear what's going on?
Hi, everyone.
Ebony,
hi,
did you hear what was going on?
Yes, I heard.
Oh, too bad.
And you guys, how did you believe that? You guys are sad.
You heard about the credit? You heard about the what Obama's doing?
Yeah, for 3 weeks. Why would you believe that? I was like, April 4th.
No, why would I? No wonder you came in. You had to ask me that, didn't you?
Yeah, another kicking old keister, huh, Joe?
I know. As soon as she walks in, she goes, oh, I'm going to get the mountain man.
Are you really a mountain man, Joe, or are you just claiming that? I mean,
you want this to be April 1st for you all goddamn day, Lo?
Hey, that's a question, man. I apologize about the shower thing, man. I'm just asking, are you really a mountain man? That's all.
Nobody in Montana's a mountain man.
I'm just asking. I mean, you know, I can't see you, you know, with the dialect you have, you know, with the long beard and, you know, two or three teeth.
Oh, you should have seen me years ago.
Okay.
Really?
Chew the back or two?
Wow.
The beard, the long hair, everything.
You chew the back or two?
No. That's unhelpful.
Oh, you ain't no real mountain man.
Mountain men don't do that. It's fucking baseball players and hockey players, you putt.
Oh, that's who do that?
Now, Grizz Adam used to
Ebony, you got to protect me from Lowe.
I got to protect you?
Yeah.
Really?
Man, I'm mad right now. I can't believe Eric did that to us, man.
He didn't
damn,
really. You did
boat,
it to me.
Man.
But that was a really good one. That
it was
really
good.
Good.
And
awesome,
you were
fooled.
That was
me.
Good
don't
for you,
walk in here
but
like
I wanted a boat.
Don't walk in here like you weren't.
A boat.
No, I thought it was a bit iffy
yeah.
when he said
oh,
three
bullshit.
Weeks.
You read about that and you wanted to take a transatlantic flight over here so you could charge everything on your credit card for 3 weeks.
No. No, if he had said 1 week, I might have believed him, but 3 weeks, no way. No way.
Yeah, right.
And
wow.
Hey,
something, right,
like that,
right.
Something like that wouldn't be good for 12 hours. For 12
you're
minutes.
Right.
Oh, you
you're
got
right.
that right.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Man, I'm mad, man.
What are you mad about?
I wanted a boat, Joe. Shit, that would have. Oh man, I would have just put half down. I would have probably had a payment of like $150 a month. That would have been perfect.
It. I know.
Oh.
Is that goofy?
And I, you know,
yeah,
Eric,
yeah.
Let me go on.
Emily, thanks
on
for listening to my show, darling. I'm sorry
I'm
that
cool.
It was kind of crazy.
Hey, Eric,
but
I owe you,
that,
man.
Hey, go.
Okay.
Cool.
Let me
that's
go
cool.
on and on about, no, it's good. It's not good for the economy. You're probably going, go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Joe. No.
I know. Because you, look, I thought about you exactly when I put the story out there. I said, yeah, I know he's going to get on this one. Because it's something with the government.
Goofy, he was going to get a boat for a payment of $100 a month?
Yeah.
No. I was going to put half down on one. And then, you know, doing the payment structure, it would have been like $150 a month. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I was gonna buy a one-way ticket to England. Now, keep it moving, Ebony.
You know, maybe a 30-footer or 29er, you know? Some yeah, little, you know, yeah. little racing kind of thing, you know, kind of look pimpish.
$150 a month, that'd have to be a little raft or a canoe or something.
No,
You can get a 23 foot for around $199.
Have you seen a real decked out, I mean an expensive yacht? I'm talking about $20 million and up yacht. It's like you have your own little city. It is gorgeous.
Yeah, I just posted something in the chat room. Go ahead and click on that. Now, let me tell you something. Shit, you always get something pre-owned. Don't get it brand new. Get it pre-owned, fix it up yourself so you know what the fuck's wrong with it. You know what I mean? And, shit, I've been wanting a boat for about 5 years now. And now I'm at a point in my life where I could get it.
Yeah,
got me all happy as hell and fucked, man. I was all, shit, I'm going to go get me one right now. Hell yeah. Oh, man, I'm pissed off right now.
Where'd you get
shit.
The article? You know, we ought to send that article to Obama because I'll bet you he'll probably try to implement it. You think it's beyond him? He's a socialist. You think it's beyond him to think of something like that to wreck the economy?
Stop it.
What do you mean stop it? He's not your president.
You know he's not going to do that. You know that's going to be a joke. He wouldn't do that.
So quick
hey
question,
don't you have
you
a
know,
show
this...
to go to?
Yo, why you trying to run the estrogen out, man? Damn.
And no, Ebony does her shows on Tuesday. Well, she does
exactly.
Them in
the morning.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And everybody else is happy that I dropped in except you, okay? So just chill out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you hear the way the Brits speak to Americans?
Yo, catch this through the phone. I'm about to throw you some testosterone, man. This way the woman talking.
Oh, man.
I know. I know.
Yeah, she told you to just shut up and take it. And you were like, okay, no problem.
That's true. I'm not an alpha male. Isn't that right, Ebony?
Well, we don't know. We'll cover that tomorrow. But check it out.
Okay, yeah, right. One question I have about Obama before you change.
Right.
So what's this thing about the sheriff empowerment? I can't remember. Sheriff something. They're saying that they have proof, like 1,000% that birth certificate thing was fake.
Well, I don't know. I have to look into that one. I read about that.
It is fake. I mean, you know, who is Darren Satoru? You know, what do we know?
We don't know anything about him. He's got his college transcript sealed. He said when he was on a book tour before he became senator in Illinois that he was born in Kenya. He's got his relatives saying he was born in Kenya. Then the history is that he's born in Indonesia. Then it's Hawaii. But the governor of Hawaii can't find his records.
Of course not.
Yeah, okay, you know, it's so funny, isn't it? Come on, what person doesn't have their birth certificate?
Low,
seriously.
Low.
Yeah.
Low, you know how that work, man. You know what they told you ain't been too long ago about your call fees, man.
Look, here it is.
I'll be honest with you. Who really gives a damn? He's the president. So it doesn't really matter now.
It does matter because they find out he wasn't supposed to be president.
Regardless, he's in his second term now.
It doesn't matter.
Legally,
if they find out he's not supposed to have been the president to begin with, then everything he's done is null and void. It sets back America to astronomical levels.
It don't set America back.
Yes, it does, because legally his executive order is null and void.
If he was a U.S. citizen, his ass wouldn't be there right now.
No. Uh-uh. They didn't vet him the first time when he was running for president.
That's not true. I
guarantee you, if they had any kind of proof that he wasn't a citizen, he wouldn't be there.
Uh-uh. Hold on. You're giving the government too much integrity.
Gentlemen, hold on.
I'm talking about the government who let John F. Kennedy take a hot one in his head, and they found some retard in the fucking building up in the air, thinking that he fucking did it. Come on, man, the government fucking could scam us in no time.
How about 9/11? How about 9/11? The stories they're telling about 9/11.
No time, man. That wouldn't take no time.
Look, the American people are gullible.
All right. The American people are no longer gullible, damn it. I said hold up. I don't know who y'all think y'all playing with today, damn it. I'm trying to bring somebody else in and y'all won't shut up. So you know what? That's right. I just got all y'all. Man. Hold on.
Oh, God.
111, you on the air. What's going on?
Yeah, hi, Eric and gentlemen. I just heard this part of the argument, so I said I would weigh in on this. Now, just to show you, I listened to the opposition, and to put that argument to rest, I think forever, is that the Clinton machine, had there been credibility to Barack not being a native-born American, they would have brought that out. You know, it is an oppositional system, and that would have been their primary powwow point. They would have brought that out. But you notice, they haven't said anything about that. So it's invalid, but it has been tested in a number of other cases. I heard someone just say there's not a record, but there are records. There was records of his birth and the birth of others. I think it was a stupid move that he didn't release it earlier, but he did eventually release it.
He released it, but it wasn't a birth certificate. It was a birth something or other else, but it wasn't a birth certificate.
Certificate of live birth.
Then they took apart the birth certificate under Photoshop. And then he still has his transcript sealed.
Wait a minute, Joe. I think you're wrong about this. Look, the Supreme Court has verified this. Who's the person that verifies the...
Can you trust the Supreme Court,
Mr. Solutions?
Say again?
Can you trust the Supreme Court?
Oh, come on, yeah. Goofy. What are you saying?
I can't trust the Supreme Court. And number one, that's number two. Number one, I don't remember them voting on this at all.
They answered the question. They brought this before the Supreme Court.
Is Donald Trump doing this shit? Doesn't anyone remember that one?
Goofy, excuse me. The Supreme Court did hear that, and they you know, let it go. They felt that it was verified that he was an American citizen. And I think the Register of Voters or whatever, when it was relevant, also verified. In other words, when Barack Obama ran for president, they have to file certain
papers. He wasn't vetted. That's well known.
Excuse
me? The Register of Voters, I don't know anything about, but when the Supreme Court makes a ruling, it makes a ruling. If it sets something aside, then it's not a ruling. So how can they vote on something or
no,
make
what
a
I'm
comment
saying is, and
something?
I could actually look this up, but they brought this issue before the Supreme Court, the issue of the validity of his birth. Now, what do you think about the that's just for people who don't like him. People who don't like him are going to try and find anything to discredit him. But the point of it is, what about the Clintons? The Clintons were his opposition. Do you not think that they have access to information whereby they would have verified had he not been an American-born citizen?
Except for the point where Hillary and he take his very secretive plane trip, and after that, Hillary bows out to become the Secretary of State.
That was after he had already won the presidency.
No, that wasn't after he already won. That was prior.
No, that
happened
before.
That was
Joe. Do your research.
Joe, do you think, I'm not an Obama fan either. That man is very intelligent. Do you think he would make a simple mistake like that of trying to run for office knowing that he's not an American citizen?
Let me tell you something.
That would be stupid, man.
You know why this came out? Because the government ain't slick.
Well, no, that wouldn't necessarily be
Bush era. Hold on. Let me speak. Let's go back to the Bush era. Everything was going down the shithole. Okay? America was going in so many different directions, they didn't even know where they were going. So what did they do? They brought in somebody that people could just cheer for and just believe in. And that's good old Barack Obama, okay? And then I'm telling you, they used the race card in order to bring him in. Because when
I was
at the voting booth, hold on, excuse me.
I'm asking you a question on what you said. How did he use the race card?
I'm not taking questions right now. Because when I was at the voting
booth. You're talking
booth,
out of your ass, Goof.
No. Just relax, Mr. Solution.
Who's running against Hillary Clinton, who was a popular white woman, and he kicked her ass in the show.
Come on. Seriously.
I can't understand nobody.
I can't understand anybody.
Okay.
When I was at the voting poll, they got people saying, vote for Barack because he's going to be our first black president.
Well, whites voted Barack in, so how do you answer
and
that?
That's all they kept cheering for. And he
wait a minute, whites
Barack
voted Barack in, so how do you answer that? Were they fooled?
Yeah, they were fooled. And prior to his running, if anybody had asked anybody if a black guy would have been elected president, they would have said no. And if they especially added a black guy with a Muslim name, everybody would have said no, including whites. You have
wait
to think
a minute,
about
before
how,
we get lost in the
I'm not finished,
what the hell,
Rich,
what about his
Rich,
credentials? He was
Rich,
more credentialed than Bush.
Rich.
I'm not arguing for him. I'm
Rich,
not necessarily
not
for
finished.
Barack.
That
as a campaign organizer?
Wait a minute. He's a Harvard graduate.
Rich, you don't get to talk until somebody finishes speaking.
I was trying to finish. I'm saying he's a Harvard graduate, so he didn't just come in on a flim-flam. That's bullshit.
I will let you know. And don't go bullshit because you can't get to speak yet. You have to wait your turn.
Well, look, you don't,
no,
you're not calling
you
turns. I hadn't finished. And answer the question.
He
out-competed Hillary Clinton, did he
Rich,
not?
Do you not understand English?
Fuck you. He out-competed Hillary Clinton.
And you can fuck anybody you want. But understand English first.
You don't understand English, you fucking asshole.
Why does a white person hang out mostly in a black chat room? Simple.
All right. Hold up. Okay, we got too much going on now. Okay, I was talking to somebody else. Too much going on. Damn, I come back and everybody at each other's throat. Hold it.
Damn.
Take a breath.
Now, who came?
Take a breath. Now, stop, Joe.
Well, this is politics.
Holy
okay,
Jesus
hold up, Mr. Solution. Now, what are we going to do? Go ahead, Rob. Get your 3 cents in while everybody else take a breath.
Ooh, man, that was funny, man. Let me get that out real fast. That was funny. But, you know, let me come, because Joe, let me get with you, Joe. What I was hearing from you, and I think somebody else was going there, and it was agreeing with you about Barack Obama and it, born in Kenya and all that other stuff. Man, I'm telling you, and usually, Joe, I heard you since you was on Cheryl's show, the sister coming out of Milwaukee. Me and you have been around here a long time.
Oh, you mean since
yeah, remember
Cheryl?
Yeah, remember it was like none of this stuff that they got now. You and I both know what what's going on.
Yeah, right.
So here's the deal. But what you said, though, when I hear people go ahead and say stuff that, hey, Barack Obama's born in Kenya, all this other stuff, he ain't a legitimate president. I worked for the federal government before I started doing what I'm doing now. And I did that for a lot of years. So I was working for Department of Defense. I worked for DOD. I had a security clearance and blah, 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 blah. But the thing is, right, this, you got that security clearance, they check your background at every level. And so him being a politician and him being able to sit in on different meetings and committee meetings and being on this and being a part of that, they got to check his background. And before they even go ahead and say that before he's even running, they got to check your background. So they know his background. They knew who he was. So every time I hear this, I say, that don't make no sense when I hear people go ahead and say, oh, he was born in Kenya and he's not legitimate. That's nonsense. That's just the way. When I hear people saying that, I'm hearing people go ahead and say,
oh, man, this is bullshit. Let me tell you something. My grandma was an illegal immigrant, and she went to the White House.
That's not
about a background. She faked her papers to come in here.
Hold on. Let's see
how the loopholes people get caught. People could get away with anything. Listen to people that crashed that party that they had. Those regular people that they had, and then she was on Housewives or something like that.
We ain't talking about 30 to 50 years ago, man. We talking about today.
Look
at those people who crashed that party in the White House when Barack Obama was there. They want to bring other people in.
That's right.
Come on, man.
And that's supposed to be a priority of the entire United States to protect the president.
Hold up. Stop. Okay, here we go. I'm going to bring somebody in. And you know what? From now on, we got a 3-minute rule, damn it, since y'all don't want to act right. 3 minutes. All right, now, I'm bringing in another caller. Thank you. 163, you're on the air. What's on your mind? Can we get your name?
Peace, everybody. Peace, Brother Eric.
Oh, that's
what's happening?
Everybody else here on the line, you know. I hear you talking about Obama. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, we have to realize that Obama's working for the devil. Hang on. He realized that they couldn't put another white man in power because, you know, Bush, he had that scandal with the vote rigging. So they had to give the people them a bit of hope. You know, they wanted to make the people them believe in the whole voting process. So, you know, either put a white woman, let's see who would win, a white woman or a black man. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, Obama got the choice, but he ain't done nothing but tear down America even worse. His murder rate is worse than the last four presidents, if I'm right or wrong. Someone correct me.
And you're in America, right?
Who's interest? The banks. They're the devils. Gangsters.
You're an American, right?
Okay.
Well,
all right, thanks, Supreme.
I don't need to... Who said that? If I'm in America, who said that?
You already know who I am, Poverty Supreme. I don't have to introduce myself.
Poverty.
Well, you're not drunk today, Goofy.
Well, look.
Shit, I haven't even opened the beer, but I'm about to. You got to piss me off right now.
All right.
You're 3 minutes up.
Hey, Eric, I just want to offer this idea. Barack outcompeted the rest of the primary candidates, and we've got to give him that. Now, he may not be...
Here's an article that says, Congress report concedes Obama eligibility unvetted. Quote, there is no specific federal agency, unquote, to review candidates for federal office.
Joe broke his own rule. He interrupted me.
But I just said, why don't we deal with the issue of Obama out-competing the rest of the candidates, which he did.
Okay.
He out-competed them, and that's the whole point, competition. That's what you guys were talking about in Dodgeball, and you forget how it applies in real life. Obama out-competed Hillary. No one wanted a whining shrew, which Hillary was.
That's a good point.
By the way, it's an excellent point. It's the point. But thank you for acknowledging it. And additionally, if Hillary Clinton, who was on the precipice of winning before Barack Obama took the reins, if she could have found anything valid, and remember, she had the former president behind her, President Clinton, a very well-respected president, and they would have brought that forth. So this is pure poppycock.
All right. Okay. Let's see. Are you finished, Mr. Solution?
Well, yeah, for now.
Okay. All right, Mr. Lowe. I know you got something to respond to. 3 minutes.
How the hell you keep muting me when I wasn't saying anything in the first place? Damn.
Well, I'm just saying, just in case, damn it. Don't get – all right.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll be honest.
I'm just saying. I'm putting my three-minute rule in effect, so I have to mute everybody.
I see that. That's fine. That's
okay.
Cool. That's cool. I have no problem with that. You didn't mute Evan in the beginning. But anyway.
Evan's not breaking in. But go ahead. Your 3 minutes are going.
Okay, that's fine. I personally, and it don't matter how anybody else feels or thinks, I don't think he has been vetted, for one. And two, if the people that really run this country, fuck them people up there in the White House, up there in Washington, D.C., if they want him, then they're going to get him, damn it. I don't give a damn what you say. I have a current top-secret security clearance myself, and I know the things you have to go through to get it.
Thank you.
But if the people on top that run this place want him to be whatever position, he will get that position, regardless you got Bill Clinton or whoever. They went to have a secret meeting. I remember this. All of a sudden, she bowed out. They had their little meeting, and he and her, first and foremost, I don't care what position you play. If you dog me out as much as you can because we're going against each other and something, I will not give you a fucking job if I win. Fuck you. Go back to where you came. All of this stuff was set in motion, every bit of it was. And if people think that just, oh, well, you know, we have a system, everybody know that system got holes in it. Hell, they made the system. They made the system, so every hole that's in it, they put it there for them to do whatever it is they wanted to do. I'm done.
All right.
Eric, I have a point, if that's okay.
Just a minute, Mr. Solution, just a minute.
Okay.
Let me get everybody in, and then we'll go from there. All right, Goofy, I know you've been biting at the bit, smoking on your blunt.
I've been muted all this time. I'm over here yelling and screaming at people.
That's why you got muted. Go ahead.
Man, I don't even know what the hell we talking about now, man.
We're talking about President Obama. Huh?
President Obama, to me, seems like somebody they brought in to try to bring some hope to America.
Right.
He's not a president.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
He's somebody that they're throwing in as the puppet, picking sides of where they want to go. There's real people that run this country, and I'm talking about real motherfuckers. Now, I don't have no security clearance. I've never been in the military, but, you know, my father, he knows some people who have money and know things. And there's a lot of shit that we don't know, and I thank God we don't know it. Because we would go ape shit, and then we would probably go bananas, and this country would go upside down. But, you know, they're doing what they're doing in the way they want to do it. So, I mean, this guy, he got his other term. He needs to, you know, he still owes us the change that he does in the first term. But I'm still waiting to see what this campaign organizer from Harvard has else to show forth, because for a guy giving about $1 billion to a solar panel company that goes bankrupt within a year, I mean, that's pretty smart for a guy for Harvard, if you know what I'm talking about, in an investment that happens to be our taxpayers' money. But I'm done with what I'm saying because I'm going back to my blunt. Thank you.
All right. Wow. All right, Vernon.
Hey, all I'm going to say is, you know, there's no proof of this. Everything is that's being said about the guy not being an American citizen is only speculation. So if you don't have any proof and facts, I don't think that should even be brought up, man. They say he's an American citizen. That's all we got to go on. You don't have any proof. Nobody else have any proof. Nobody here have any proof that he's anything other than an American citizen. So they might as well leave it alone. It's all speculation, man. No facts. That's all I'm going to say about it.
All right. All right. And Mr. Joe. Joe, you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay.
I did my thing years ago, did the research on it. There's that article that I had quoted to you. He was not vetted. Okay? He was not vetted. There was no federal agency that's assigned to vet him. I gave you the title of the headline. You can look it up. Steele, the guy who was in charge of the Republican National Committee, said he wasn't vetted as well. Yes, he's supposed to be vetted. It seems preposterous that a guy going for the highest office in the land was not vetted. I also have the questionnaire, 7-page questionnaire that was supposedly given to Obama to return back to whoever was supposed to vet him. It's a very simple questionnaire. So this is not speculation. When you take a look at the birth certificate as well, it is photoshopped. People don't want to believe it because they want this guy to remain president. But there's enough evidence to suggest, as well as his deliberately quarantining his college transcripts to give people pause. You can't just ignore it because you want to ignore it. And you can't just say it couldn't happen here in America because America has a history of doing things which it's not supposed to. Take a look at the JFK assassination, which Goofy brought up, shot in front of everybody, and people still don't know who fucking did it.
All right. Well, that's everybody's points. Now, gentlemen, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave your mics open, but please respect each other's time to talk, okay? Now, Mr. Solution, I know you have something to say. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, a number of things that were said earlier. Goofy said we don't know. If we knew what we needed to know, we couldn't stand it, or something along that line. Well, my question to him would be, well, how do you know that? What is it that you don't know that you think is so horrible? We can find out virtually everything we need to know. And there is what's called the permanent government and the transitory government. And I agree the president does not have all power. People tell him what to do, what to say, and there are powerful people in industry and in business that can, really tell him what to do. I understand that. But I was looking up this Obama citizenship case reaches the Supreme Court, and I was just trying to get the evidence on that. But Obama, in Hawaii, there's a short and a long birth certificate. Hawaii has a different – there's a little bit of background noise. Hawaii has a different setup for birth records. And initially he released the short form. And then, of course, due to pressure, he released the long form. But I think as far as a person can be vetted, he was vetted, amply so. And the fact that he hired Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State was an excellent chess move, because now she was no longer his opposition. She was his employee. She worked for him, so she couldn't compete against him. So that was an excellent move, contrary, I think, to what other people had said. But I think do your own research instead of just, going by emotion. And as with respect to his saying that he was a citizen of Kenya, allegedly, many people do that to get college benefits. In other words, to get scholarship money or loan money or whatever. You know, people will claim that they are of another race or claim a race.
So you're saying our president's a crook?
No, no. I'm just saying, if he said this in college, this may have been a youthful indiscretion. But I'm
thank
saying
you for that research,
that,
Mr. Solutions. I didn't know that one, but thank you for telling me that one.
Well, there you go. Well, people do this all the time. So he could have said that. I'm not saying that he did. But in college, if he registered as a foreign student, even though he wasn't, or let me just put it in another way. If a person registers as a foreign student, even though they aren't, then they can get certain college benefits, loans, grants, scholarships, et cetera, et cetera. But as far as I'm concerned, based on the evidence, not just a feeling, he has been verified as an American citizen. Get over it.
Now what's your evidence? Do you have, like, a website you could take us to?
Well, I just told you. Yeah, you can look up the Hawaii birth record, the long form that he did produce. And also there were newspaper records of his birth and of other births that occurred with him. So, I mean, you know,
they weren't verified.
I'm looking at the records, and they were all photoshopped to me because I photoshopped my.
The governor of Hawaii could not find his records. He's a friend of Obama. I'm also looking right now at the literary, at the book, the back of a book, which Obama was spreading around because he was trying to run for, prior to running to be the senator of Illinois. It's got his picture on it. It's the back flap. It says he was born in Kenya. Why have evidence? I also quoted the article. I'm taking a look at the back of the flap. I've got the evidence. You can't go by just verbal speculation. Where's
so
your evidence?
Had you finished?
No.
I have
evidence?
A question to what you just said.
I said no.
So your position is, Joe, is that
he
is absolutely
did
not.
Did you not hear me?
Let me ask you a question, you bitch.
No.
I asked you.
Why are you so? What is wrong with you, Rich? Are you fucking terminally stupid?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the elevator. Until we get back.
Okay. Who phone? That's Ebony phone. Hello? I don't know what the hell just happened.
Okay,
wait a
minute. We are in the elevator. We are going down to hell.
Okay. All right, I got it.
Why all of this name calling?
I know. Wow.
Name calling. Man, you know.
No, Joe, okay. You seem to be a bitch today.
All right. Don't start, y'all. Let's continue talking about what we were talking about. Go ahead, Joe. Let Joe finish.
Okay, well,
first off,
okay, go ahead,
Rick,
Joe.
If you're going to ask me a question and I say no, that means you shut up.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I gave the evidence. I have the evidence. People can look it up. The fact that you say that, yeah, it was vetted, doesn't mean it was vetted. What's all that?
Hold on.
We're back in the elevator, everyone.
Okay.
I want everyone to have a good time here.
I got to take care of. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have the evidence. Plus, again, he deliberately quarantined his transcripts. What else do you need for speculation to suggest that something is wrong and it's very possible this guy was not vetted, especially since I've already given you the evidence to look up? Just because this clown says, well, I say he was vetted, means he was vetted, doesn't mean it was vetted. You have to have evidence one way or the other. I've got mine. Now, Rich, where's your evidence?
So the point, my point is simply this. You're going to say that all of those people, the Supreme Court, the Clintons, his opposition, and all the other people in the know, conspired to lie about Obama's citizenship, and only Joe knows the truth. Is that correct?
No. Anything else with your sophistry? Go ahead.
No, I'm asking you.
And I gave you
a
one.
They say that he was born in the U.S. In Hawaii.
He says he was born in Kenya on the flap of his book.
Okay,
which
that's
you can
bullshit.
Actually see online.
That's bullshit.
What do you mean?
How do we know that was a Photoshop?
All you got to do is fucking use your fucking fingers instead of your mouth.
Wait a minute. What about all the other people?
Yeah.
I'm not going to trust you over them. You're full of shit.
What do you mean, me over them? You,
I'm not going to trust all the other officials who put their jobs on the line to verify this guy. And
Rick,
here you are, a meaningless voice who is nobody.
Your mind, use your fingers. Go online.
Isn't you?
You can see
you're
it.
Full of shit.
Then don't go online. Look like the fucking fool that you are.
He's the president, you fucking jackass.
Well, I know he's the president. We're not debating whether or not he's the president. We're debating about whether or not how he got there, schmuck.
And that's what I'm also saying. He got there by the appropriate means.
Then
you've
got to give evidence. Otherwise, you're a fucking moron.
Okay, the evidence is he's the president. You're a fool. You're a damn fool.
You know, that's about
and
as
you're
stupid
senile.
As most
you're,
of the shit
hey,
that you
all
say.
Right, all right. Hey, enough about all that back and forth. I'm not, you know,
why? I'm enjoying myself. God. This fucking clown here is coming in acting
I'm,
like the jerk-off that he is, and he's got to be put in his place.
I understand.
Yeah, about a dumbass is going to put someone in their place. Please.
Enough of that. Who gives a shit? Enough of that. Now, I'm going to say this. Now, as far as my opinion, my opinion. I'm not going off my emotion. I'm tired of hearing that bullshit about my feelings. Don't worry about my motherfucking feelings. I said what I see.
You want to play dodgeball? Low.
Yeah, let's play dodgeball. I said
you can't play dodgeball with Rich. You fucking fag out.
That's fine. What I see is right now.
Oh, you fucking hypocrite.
As far as I understand, the man has not been vetted. From everything I read and everything I saw, the man to me has not been vetted. I don't give a damn. A lot of people going off their own because they love having a black president and it's the first and they love having Michelle for Christmas going out there with her children because this is the face of America. I don't give a damn about all of that. What I'm concerned about is what is my future gonna look like? Fuck him. And if he has not been vetted, I agree with Joey. He has not been vetted. If he's not been vetted, motherfucker, hang him. Fuck.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. I'm going to tell you right to my original point.
Yeah, Eric, can you hear me?
Yes, who gives a damn? Because he
is
he's
your
the president.
On it,
so
Eric?
I really don't care whether he's vetted or whatever. He's the president. The military got to do what he's got to do. And that's the bottom line. So, I mean, hell, we probably didn't have a lot of vetted presidents in the history of this damn country. Ain't nobody going back trying to say anything.
But here's the real important part, Eric.
Who cares?
If he was not vetted, then that means that he was probably born outside of the United States. And if that's true, then that means whatever decisions that he has made while he's been the commander-in-chief especially, they're going to come under question. And if you and if nobody here believes that those decisions of his are not going to be or try to be reversed if they find out, then everybody's naive. It's not the fact that
here's my point to what you just said. If that is the case, okay, if that is the case, don't you think as hard as they were trying in the first term to get that man out of office, they would have came up with something like that by now?
Not if they wanted him to stay in. He's got the $1 billion he got both times he ran for Congress.
Joe, you sound like Michael now. You sound like Michael.
Hold on.
And that's his money.
Exactly.
Hold on.
Exactly.
He's got $1 billion. He had $1 billion the first time. I forget exactly. That's like $700 million the second time he ran for office. That's not from ground. That's not from the grassroots. That's from lobbyists.
Of course. I mean, that's part of politics. Hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. All right. 111, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Can I get your name? And what's on
Mae.
Your mind?
Mae.
Okay, Mae.
No, it's Mays.
Mae.
You know this has been going on and on and on about the president is not. It's three Obamas. You got one that live in China. You got one in this country. And where was the other one born? We didn't ask where the Bushes were born because their father was in the military, too.
Uh-oh.
It's just only when we come to this president is where he's born.
No, it's not only when it comes to this president, Mays, because they tried to vet McCain, too, because he was born on a military base.
And
he
and
passed.
They didn't have no problem with McCain, was they?
Huh?
They didn't have a problem with McCain.
Because he was born on a military base.
Yeah, so was the Bushes, maybe. We don't know where they were born.
It was
from
Peter's head. That's why he was. That's why he was put in there.
We don't know where none of the presidents were born, really. We don't even know where Hillary Clinton was born. We just knew she was in Arkansas.
Oh, well.
Nobody never checked to see. It's only because of this president we have now with that person. That
no, it's not because he's black.
The
a lot of people, yeah, because he's black. But the thing is, he was not vetted. Everybody believes it, and everybody should believe it, because those who assume that the United States government is an honest entity, very naive, very young.
Has it ever been an honest entity? This, the United States, or
the United States government? Oh, no, but nobody knows it until you're past 40. Prior to that, you're brainwashed enough to believe, well, you know what, I've been putting my hand over my heart ever since I was taking civics classes, so I believe the government until you get
it. You know, this is how brainwashed America is. I mean, look at the guy's first move, the stimulus package. Look at where all that money went, down the drain. If he would have gave all that money to every American citizen, and I'm talking about babies, grandmas, I'm talking about, everybody. Everyone would have walked around with $47,000 apiece.
Seeing what you heard somebody else say, did you know that for a fact?
Yeah, I did the calculations.
Check
this out, Big Mouth. Listen, if everyone would have got that money and they would have put it back into businesses, the economy would have kept going so fast that they wouldn't have known what hit them. But no, he wanted to throw his money into a solar panel company that just went ape shit and decided to buy all this equipment that it was still in the rack when they went bankrupt. I mean, come on. Decisions, do we have to show you how pathetic and stupid this president is? Go ahead and talk since you want to talk above me. Go ahead. It's your turn now.
Money that they have from the stimulus when you got from them governors and mayors that spent it because they had no budget and they used that money. That's why you don't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
The president.
Mm-hmm.
And then again,
we're talking about our taxpayers' money.
All right, let her finish, Goofy. Let her finish.
You got broke states. I'm going to use Oklahoma as one. They broke. And if they were not broke, they wouldn't have to come to the federal to get nothing if they was balancing the money and their budget the way it should be. But you always want to get upset with the president.
I mean, look, just because he's black doesn't mean that people shouldn't be upset with him. So he's black.
What would have been the purpose of it? Let me ask you a question. If you were mad at your job, who would you go to to complain about it? If you were mad at your job.
That's the excuse. The man is doing the job because the one that was before him, he had to pay for that.
Man, fucking listening. How it is? It's like talking to fucking some stupid idiot.
Well, Bush was a moron too, Mace.
But you know stuff for a fact and not what you repeat what you hear somebody else
say. Man, it's not even a point talking to her. She ain't even fucking listening.
No. I've talked to Mace before.
Asking him a question. Does he have another brother?
We on that goddamn
does
mouth.
Have another
Let
brother.
People talk and listen. Think. Think about what you're saying before you try to attack people.
I was born in Kenya. The one with the people in Fox went over there tried to talk to
you. You was born in Kenya. You know what? America's fucking Jewed everybody.
No,
Maze,
he says on the back of his book.
And then he got one that lives in China, too. So his last name is Obama. He has a name.
The Democrats sounded like Rich.
Had accepted him as their candidate if they knew that he was not an American citizen. And moreover, Goofy, the Congress has more power than the president. So you have to look at what Congress does.
Because anything and everything that didn't pass was...
Congress gave the president the right to sign that shit in.
There you go. Congress is in league with what's going on.
Yes, so
of course they are.
And that means your individual representatives. Those are the ones that are actually most responsible to the citizens. They are elected every 2 years.
And then I'll
get with
them.
They're corrupt, too. What's your point?
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about that corruption then sometime?
Look, if you're going to say everybody is corrupt, then put your head
everybody
between your legs and
push
your
ass. Is corrupt. If you take a look at the record of the people who've been convicted, there are more felony convictions from Congress per capita than any other, than any poor district in America. Again, I've done
that. Look, every representative has an office in their constituency's district. Get your ass down to your representative. They are the ones that can change things. Otherwise, shut up.
The representatives don't change things, and you should fucking shut up before you say anything else that makes you look as dumb as
you. Well, then how are you proposing to change things on BTR?
Because I've given my
proposals.
People keep voting in
Obama
the same
or the
track.
Who we want to just like you did.
Remember the campaign, kids?
Things are not always bad for everybody. A lot of people, even during the Great Depression, a lot of people thrived, okay? And you, I've heard you speak other than in this venue, and you're doing pretty damn well.
That's right. So why are they complaining? They're making money.
No, wait a minute. I want to know the correlation between the fact that 1929, some people did okay, and some people are doing okay now.
That's what I'm telling you. He promises you, he gives you a good sales pitch. He will give you this, but in the end, you're going to pay this. He's more of a crook than any other president we've ever had, man.
He's not a crook.
Look at all the president's debt. Everyone we've had in history. He has outdone them all.
This is what happened when he raised the deficit by more than all the other presidents, including Bush, combined.
And why? Why is the deficit raised? You had to pay for a war that they didn't pay for. That's part of the deficit sitting there, isn't it, Joe? Or is it not?
What's that? I didn't hear you.
Paying for a war that was not paid for. Two
water?
Wars that was not paid for. That wasn't even on the books.
What was?
Who paying for it?
You said war. War.
That's right.
Calm down, man. Calm down. What she have?
The war? What about
it? That's right, the war. It caused each taxpayer $4,000 apiece.
Yeah, but okay, what's your question, though?
You said it's the deficit, so didn't that run it up? Don't that cost money? Somebody had to pay for it with something. Didn't that run the deficit up, too?
Who?
The war.
The one? Oh, the war, yeah, right.
It is.
Right.
So
if you're going to point that back to Bush, I'm agreeing with you. We can even point that.
It had to be paid out of whose budget?
We're talking about Obama.
But the thing is, that was eight years ago, and the promise of Obama was
that
like, this continued immediately.
Tuition that you had to pay.
Wait, let me ask you this. Remember when Obama said he was going to pull everybody out immediately?
So let's find us another entity.
That's 8 years ago, and he hasn't pulled anybody out. And even
and
though people are saying that we withdrew from... Wait a minute. Even though people said that we withdrew from Iraq,
yo,
we still have 20,000 children.
Can you let her be quiet? I mean, that's.
Yo, hey,
so
hey,
leader.
Yo, Goofy. Yo.
You talking? I listen to you talk all the time. I can talk to you.
I'm here. I'm here. What?
Yo, listen.
I'm asking for facts, not somebody else's. I
thought I was answering a question. All right, go ahead.
Man, listen. Man, regardless of whatever you say, she going to take up for that man regardless.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Maze and I have had discussions before. Goofy, this
you
is Maze. She's not obnoxious, so don't worry about it. She's not obnoxious towards you. Don't worry. The thing is that I disagree with Maze, but I understand the points. But the thing is, Maze,
that's right. But then if you're going to talk about something, bring the whole story in and not part of it.
I understand.
And when you want to talk about the Congress, everybody leave out because Harry.
I agree with you on that. Congress, of course. Look, Congress, like dumbass said, is in league with Obama.
Well, who's putting them in office?
You are.
Just because you are, not me.
Nobody ever said that. You know why our representatives keep getting reelected?
All right, hold on. I'm low. Vernon's trying to get something in. Go ahead, Vernon.
Okay.
Since Obama been in office, I can really feel the increase.
Hey, and nothing to be
I can really feel it.
You know what got Reagan in office? Maybe you guys.
Talking about is those that just don't like him. No.
He's got 4 years of a history
now. And he got four
more to go. And right.
Give me
five examples, five good examples of what Obama has done for the nation, for our prestige, for anything regarding America that's good. Five things.
Have this line. Go to the website. Everything's there.
Go where?
No. You give us your examples, Miss Obama.
Well, okay, the stock market is booming.
That's only
it
now.
Is.
Now.
That's why. Right.
Okay, so Obama's
and you know why it's
that?
Booming?
And the rich is getting big. I mean, the rich is making big money.
Yeah, but that's
and
the thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it's supposed to be because of Obama.
That?
Wait a minute. I said,
hey,
what did
Joe.
Yeah.
3 or 4 years ago.
Now, I'm going to ask a question for everybody.
And if
now,
it wasn't for the Congress, people would have jobs if they would stop just pushing. You know what they did
to
the veterans? It was not the president.
Wait a minute.
Veterans.
Calm down. Then you don't know the rules.
Oklahoma,
you don't heard the rules.
They don't have
the bathroom.
he killed Osama.
On the spot.
No, he didn't either.
Walk away.
Hey, what you say, Vernon? What you say, man?
What has any president did for anybody on this phone right now?
Not a damn thing.
Well, if you're a millionaire, you did a lot. If you're not.
President Bill Clinton
anybody.
Started
anybody,
my revelation.
Can anybody testify to anything that any president we've had done for him?
How about JFK, Johnson signing in the Civil Rights Act?
Oh, that ain't got nothing to do with it.
Oh, they got nothing to
do
with it. Vernon just asked, has any president done anything good for anybody?
Well, since he's the commander-in-chief, he's kept us safe from foreign invasion.
Who's that? Who?
Whoa.
Hold on.
Wait before everybody else gets started. You know what? Let's ask an outsider how this is going. Ebony, you there?
Oh, God.
Ebony. You may have had to answer that singing phone of hers. Okay, I guess I did.
You, Mr. Talk,
don't bring
you friend of Obama. She might have an Obama phone.
Whatever. Who called me?
Who
called me?
Yeah, I did. You had an outsider that people didn't want to listen to. Lay it in. Do you have to talk over every damn body?
I'm giving you
look, she's probably got a delay. Okay, calm down. Well, you know what?
I understand. People Obama phone, as they call them Obama phone. That's not what they were. They were given to people when they were laid off, so they could call into the employment office and call in that time. That's why they had the phone. They had nothing to do with this mess that we keep hearing about.
Well, yeah, but it's termed Obama phone because of the woman that's on YouTube. Yeah, these phones were created before Obama got into office, but they now popularly become coined Obama phones.
Right, those phones were under, Bush, Clinton?
I think,
Clinton,
yeah, around Clinton
really,
or something like that.
Yeah, and Obama just continued the practice, but he's right. The that woman made it popular.
Oh, that was a great fucking video.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If
you make it popular, that means you got to pass it on. But tell the truth.
Yeah, that's what it means, mate.
Yeah, she was a moron, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Ebony, you're back. Ebony,
yeah.
Eric's got questions for you.
Sorry,
okay,
I had to. No, I had to take a little break, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Don't go there, Ebony. Don't imply testosterone around here.
Either way,
I made you take a little
break.
All
right, Joe, let me ask you the question.
Okay.
Being you on the outside looking in Britain, sort of, kind of, what do you think about President Obama? How you think he's done over here?
Well, he's a good-looking guy. Got to give him that.
Okay, you got to mute her now.
But she made a good point because that's what presidents are elected on, their height and their attractiveness.
Okay, we flushed out. We'll try it again.
That's why Ross Perot was never elected president, because they made fun of his height.
That's right.
What do men vote for him for?
Then
if that's the case, why women look at him?
Hey, Mr. Talk, would you mute everybody so I can hear what everybody's going to say other than how cute the guy is?
I was going to say, apart from that, okay, I guess you guys are just looking inward, but from the other side of the world, when he comes over here and the way that we look at him, he is a really good representative for your country. I mean, I know you guys aren't happy with his policies and what he does, but for us in the UK, you know, people really have a high regard for him and his wife. And so,
that's the propaganda machine.
Yeah,
we're not talking about that.
He's a U.S. citizen.
It could be.
Because he's a rock star. He's over there signing autographs at the end of the street address.
Wait a minute, David.
Come on.
Hello,
no, Ebony, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mr. Solution.
Obama is a citizen. U.S. citizen.
What was that?
Do you believe that Barack Obama is a U.S. citizen?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
What's the relevance of that question, asking a Brit if she knows about American policies, whether or not he's a...
Actually, people outside of America know more about American politics than Americans.
Some do. If you're going to watch Al Jazeera and some other news, yeah, but not all people outside of America know all about the internal workings of the American politic.
Ebony finish.
How does anybody know outside of America whether or not he's a U.S. citizen?
Yeah, but answer the question. We want some answers. You don't want to hear.
All right. Okay. All right. Ebony.
Why would it be that, like, you would have a president just because he happens to have a funny name or whatever? Why would it be that he would get away
muted,
that nobody else could get away with?
She won't be quiet.
A citizen. Why would he be someone that is a non-citizen and be accepted to be the president of your country? Come on, how is that possible? Why would they do?
Good question, because I explained that about 15 minutes ago, where people, if they're very young, are still naive about the American politics. They still believe.
Can I explain what you
think, huh? Maze, is your name Joe?
When you finish, I want to explain what I think.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And as a result, they're naive about how America works. America has a long history of duplicity and murder of its own citizens. It can do whatever it wants to. It's for, in my opinion, America right now, because of the lobbyists, which are in league with Wall Street, they control Congress, always have. Congress, they don't even have time to read the bills, and they will admit it. When it came time for the Patriot Act, the stimulus, one of the congressmen admitted they were forced to sign the bill, even though they didn't read it, under threat of martial law. Our Congress, as hard as it is to believe, is not the all-powerful entity. Neither is our president. Neither is your, maybe your queen, but neither is your prime minister. We are the pawns in a game that's run by, in my opinion, global elite, the international bankers. And yes, he was not vetted. I have it on my computer. People can look it up. All this time that has just transpired, nobody's bothered to look it up. His picture is on the back of a book flap, which he was promoting, saying he was born in Kenya. He has quarantined his transcripts. And the guy who ran for the Libertarian Party, I forgot his name, Root, he went to Colombia at the same time that Obama did. Supposedly, Obama was in his class. He never saw Obama at Columbia.
Now you finished, Joe. You're too long. Can
you know
I
what?
Explain?
You're
going to
be
one
like
of
the
people
female
that went,
rich.
I know one of the people who are fat that went to school with the president. Thank you, so.
Okay.
And it's
not
written
in the
book.
You know that? All right.
Right there, yeah?
Hold on, Goof. I'm just kidding. Okay. Go ahead, Benny. Sorry.
Okay. And the reason why some people don't want the president to be who he is, because some of them don't want to take orders from somebody that look like him. That's one of the problems. And then why you don't see any other people around in the Senate that look like him is because they gerrymandered and they make sure that they can't send nobody else to the Senate. It costs too much money in order to get the right people into the Senate to do what America needs to have done. But then you find some using the excuse of that he doesn't know what he's doing and he haven't done anything. And then he didn't go to school here, and you know people that went to school with him, you know people that was involved with him, and you know, and they also have a newspaper with the date of his birth on it when he was born, when him and his mother lived in a certain place.
Okay, he went to Oberlin, he went to Columbia, supposedly Columbia, and he went to supposedly Harvard. Which of the schools did you?
She don't even live over here, and she can see it in a different way. These Americans, something wrong with some of these Americans that's here.
Well, we know something's wrong with us Americans.
Yeah, something is. You just don't want to take orders from somebody giving you. You just
no, and when you're, and
orders.
Also, Mays, when you're referring to somebody who looks like him in the Senate, there's plenty of black people in the
but
Senate and Congress. They have the black caucus, and they're just as corrupt as everybody else.
Martin Luther King probably could have been president if they wouldn't have took him out.
That would have been. I don't know. You know why?
Have been?
I've also used that argument too.
Not at that time. I don't believe at that time.
No, I don't. No, at that time, because you know why? Because people are party voters. If he ran as an independent, he would have taken a lot of votes away from both Republicans and Democrats, I believe. But I don't know if he would have. Martin Luther King was powerful, but he's not the political machine, and he got killed.
His family looked like the world. He got everything in his family. See, that's what most of Americans don't have is everything in their family from everywhere across the globe. The only thing they know is the globe, not outside of it. And that's why they walk around having fits and don't even know why. And they don't understand, like when they were saying the French, we shouldn't eat French fries anymore. That didn't make no sense at all because they were mad.
Sometimes you need to look in the mirror and take a rain check at yourself.
So what's the takeaway from this? I'm just wondering, what do we take away
work it out.
From this jaw-jerking?
I don't know. These people steered it to a direction I didn't even want to be in. That's why I'm doing laundry right now.
Okay, have we learned any damn thing? Is there a lesson here, possibly?
Yes, it is.
What is it?
The lesson is people repeat and look in books and come out with stuff just because they can't take orders. And they don't think a person should be given an order that look like him.
Now, is that racism? Are you alleging racism?
What kind of lesson is that?
Wait a minute. I'm asking the lady if she'll own up to her statement. Is that racism you're talking about?
It could be, or it could just be some crazy people. Just crazy.
Okay, racism or insanity. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You know what? We're going to leave it right there because we got a show tomorrow called The Apple, and I'm sure we'll get back on it some kind of way when we start talking about Apple males. But I want to
give Alpha male.
Oh, alpha male. Okay.
Right. I let everybody get out of here. Y'all know how I always do. I give everybody the last moments and the last little sayings that they have to say. So I'm going to start with our new, and I want to say welcome. Welcome. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm getting there. Welcome to Mace, because the first time called. All right, Miss Mace, go ahead and give me your last words.
If my last words is that you don't hate what you don't understand, and you can take L from somebody that don't look like you, and America can work, and other people see him in a different light in other countries, why can't this country see him in the same way?
Wow.
I got something from you.
Right.
I mean, for next time. Yeah, give me five concrete examples of what he's done that has helped people. So
you give me the same thing with all the presidents that came from behind him, when you give me that same five things, I give you five that he has done. I already gave you two.
All right.
Woo.
And Mace. All right.
That's a nice fact.
Ebony, your last words.
I think interesting show. I'd be interested. I think I'm going to miss your show tomorrow because I'm not sure if it's before mine. But anyway, I'm interested in the conversation about alpha males, actually. And I'd be interested to hear you talk about alpha females because that's a big one, too.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do. How about you call my show, and then at the end I call your show. You know, see, we can't get our callers together, and we discuss it that way.
Well,
yeah,
I'm talking tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night I'm talking about living and being your truth in a relationship. So being honest about what you want and who you are. Mm. But yeah, maybe on Thursday when I've got Mr. Dean, maybe we can talk about alpha females, which is the other issue.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah, because he'll own up to being an alpha male, but I don't understand. I don't know if he understands the alpha female connection, that works.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you, Miss Ebony.
No problem.
All right, Chef Rob. You still there? You out there baking glass and cakes? Okay, he must be gone. Go ahead with the solution.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I can say I'll be here for the alpha male, but I can definitely say an alpha male and a so-called alpha female will not click. That is mutually destructive. It's like nitroglycerin. So that damn sure won't work under any circumstances. But at any rate, we'll hash it out tomorrow, I'm sure.
Okay. All righty. Thank you for joining us today.
Sure.
All right, Goofy.
Well, I'll give Joe the five good things he's done. He has raised our gas prices. He has destroyed us with Obamacare.
Oh, no.
He has gave us good old regulation.
Okay. Uh-oh.
What'd you mute him?
Because we didn't want to hear all that. Try it again, Goofy. I just had to play with my sound effect.
Oh.
No, I'm not going to give my lies. That was totally disrespectful. I've been looking all day for answers to destroy people with, and now that I find them, you want to cut me off. I'm done. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
See?
Huh?
You went too far with April Fool's.
Okay. It's okay. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, okay. April Fool's. So it must be happy birthday, Rich. And as far as Ebony is concerned, since she came in here, kind of pointing a finger at me. I'm going to let people know. She's had two marriage proposals in the last week.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
How you like them apples, kid?
Okay, whatever.
You really brought my business out. And
well,
I told
you put
that,
it out there, so.
I told you in confidence.
I know, I'm sorry.
See?
Yeah.
See, oh, y'all talking in confidence now. Okay. All right.
The breakfast show. But
all right.
Yes,
the breakfast show is confidential.
Oh, okay. Well, thank y'all. I want to thank everybody. And y'all, guess what? I knew it was something I was getting today. Today is my 150th show. What about that? $150.
Oh, God. April Fool's.
No, this ain't April Fool's. That's for real.
Oh, congratulations.
This
I want my boat.
Well, go ahead and try your 850 credit score.
Oh, God.
Man.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Hey, that's something y'all can use on the neighborhood, right? But anyway,
well done.
All right, y'all. Thank
you.
Yeah,
we'll throw that in.
See y'all tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Another wonderful show, and I sure appreciate all my callers. A special shout out to Mace for calling us today and coming joining the show. Outstanding. Outstanding. You know what? I know she got her. I should have let her get a shout out on her show. But once again, a great show. Now, as I always do, I always have my little final saying, and especially on Soapbox Monday, because you know, sometimes it falls on what we're talking about, and sometimes it's just something that I need to get off my chest. And today I think it's something I need to get off my chest. And here it is. I wish Mr. Solution had stayed around to hear this. We frequently offer counsel to others whom have difficulties and seek out assistance. One of my guests repeatedly says in advance of giving guidance, you must have three things. All current bills paid, a year's salary reserved for emergencies, and a bowel movement within the last 12 hours. Thank you, Mr. Solution. While these are pronounced, I sense there is one that we overlook. Are we living the advice we are giving others? There comes a time we all must step back from daily routines and reevaluate what we are doing. Words might come easy, but actions accurately exemplify what we are doing. Take the time, whether it's every day, monthly, semi-annual, or annually. But please take the time to self-evaluate to confirm you are living the advice you offer to others. All right, y'all. Well, that's the show for today. Join us tomorrow for the Apple Mail, and I'm sure we'll have another great conversation about that. Remember to keep smiling, show appreciation to those that love you, those you love. And if you get a chance, visit a nursing home. Because there's times when no one, they put their parents in nursing homes, and a lot of people do not go back and visit them. And sometimes they just need somebody to talk to, somebody to read to them. But take your time. You if you have time to watch Scandal, the Atlanta Housewives, and all that, you have time to go and visit an elderly individual. And who knows? You may actually learn something. Don't forget to forgive with an open heart. Because if you forgive with a closed heart, you're not really forgiving. And also, forgive yourself. I know that sounds crazy, but one must forgive themselves before they're able to forgive anyone else. All right? And those are my final words. Once again, I want to thank everybody for joining, especially this Mace. You're welcome back at any time. You know, I see y'all tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific time. And until tomorrow, y'all, I'm out of here.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.